is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Backed up for some reason.
Doogie.
Don't touch it!
Dieter. Charlie.
Compare your wife to a toilet.
And Jeffrey.
I don't know what to say.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Monday, September 25th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Charlie is here.
Hi. Hi.
Jeffrey is here.
Yo, what's up?
Snitzer, our video guy, is here.
Hey, man.
And we are all on board Rolling Glory 1. I have no idea where we are. Where are we right now?
Flagstaff, Arizona.
Flagstaff, Arizona. All right. And in the main studio, Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
And Nads is in the fart box.
Hello.
There he is. We were supposed to, I think, make it all the way to Albuquerque, but we didn't. And so we were all sleeping when the show started, East Coast time, because we thought that we were going to be in Mountain Time, I think it is, or whatever. But we never made it out of Pacific time. And therefore, we had set our, you know, you have to set your alarm based on not what time the show starts on the East Coast, but the time where you are right now. So I had my alarm set to 3:45, I think.
Yeah, which would put us at 5:45.
Right, 5:45 East Coast time. And then we start live at 6:30 East Coast time. So we have 45 minutes to get everything set up, get going. So I was asleep, and B2 woke me up. She goes, "It's 6:25. I go, "What do you mean? It can't be. My alarm hasn't even gone off yet." She goes, "Yeah, well, we must. I just looked up what time it was on the East Coast, and it's 6:25.
Yeah, I was the only one up.
Did you know what time it was?
Well, I keep Googling Eastern time because I don't know what it is. I'm so confused. So I just Googled. I wake up every hour, think I'm going to be late or something. So I just look, and I went, "Oh, geez, we're late." I got up at, like, 6:10, and I'm sitting here waiting for everybody to come out, and it's just me alone. So,
well, I opened the door, and it was still dark in here. I go, "Oh, Charlie got up too early, so I just went back to bed." I go, "I'm not going to tell him he's an hour early." Because my phone said, "Not finding correct time setting, you have to do it manually." I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. What's maybe my phone is just wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's not updating."
Well, anyhow, we're here. Sorry about that, everyone. And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Give us a call. You can also text us at that number. That comes onto RG1 in real time. And so do your tweets. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes on board in real time as well. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. We had a great time in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was epic.
Epic, huh? Epic.
I mean, we saw acts, you know, I mean, like Miley Cyrus, Coldplay.
Jeffrey got most excited about Miley Cyrus.
Did he really?
It's the first time. I think it's the first time I've seen her live.
He wasn't in my... Oh, that's right. He made you buy his flight to Miami, and then he didn't show up.
Thank
so
you
he didn't see her when we were down in Miami.
So, either way, I think all the acts were great. Everything sounded good, and had a great time.
Yeah, we had a good time. I'm sure we'll talk more about that. Let me read you some email. A lot of people say Doogie is a buzzkill for not allowing Charlie to light up a joint on board Rolling Glory 1 on Friday's show. And, in fact, Charlie went to a dispensary, bought some weed on, I guess, Thursday night, probably. Brought it on.
It's all merged together. But
tried,
yeah,
to, tried to smoke it up here on board, and Doogie actually stole it and flushed it down the toilet.
And I can understand maybe you don't want me to smoke on the air. I get that. But she threw all of it away. My entire, all of my weed that I bought. I bought like a gram or something, and it wasn't the most, but she still threw it away. The biggest pain in the ass was just, it was so hard to buy. Because it's not on the strip. You had, we had to drive pretty far to get it. So, F you.
I would also say I was backstage at our iHeart Festival. They had a special, I don't know how to explain, the special bar area set up for the acts and celebrities and, you know, head honchos and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was in there and I saw, I'm not going to name who, but I saw one of the presidents of our division, one of our divisions, use one of those, I don't know, what are those things?
Oh, G-pens, vape pens?
Yes, to smoke some weed.
Jesus Christ, I wasn't even planning on bringing any weed into the event, but like, so the president, okay, well, yeah, see, nobody really cares. It's legal. That was my entire point.
Let's see. Ashley writes, I love the show. I'm a longtime listener. Cannabis is very healthy when ingested. The human body has the endocannabinoid system, she says. Our bodies actually have cannabis receptors throughout all of our organs, exclamation point. So it would be beneficial to everybody's health, including Doogie's.
I'm not arguing that. I don't know if weed is healthy or anything. It's fun to smoke some weed.
Well, we have receptors that...
heroin is
right,
attracted to.
Opiates, yeah. Right. Does that mean that heroin is, is healthy for us, too?
No, I just wanted to get a little toke up a little bit, get a little buzz going.
What is the endo... This sounds like total BS, like
some
out of some pothead website. Endocannabinoid system.
Endo...
Like our bodies are designed to be fueled by weed. Let's see. Olivia writes, Dear Rover, just so you know, Jeffrey is copying a certain phrase you say all the time. After a phone call, you often say, there you go. Jeffrey literally says that when you guys confront him on various lies and stories. Please get him to stop or at least get to the bottom of the issue. Who started saying that phrase first?
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
What came first?
Been around you guys so long, I wind up copying what other people say, so I can't help it.
There mm-hmm. you go.
Whatever. Jeffrey is still wearing his all-access wristbands.
Oh, they're tight, Rob. You see how tight they are? They're cutting off the blood in the hands. I mean, he made
his hand is white.
Yeah.
It's warm in my hands.
Tight as possible.
It's like... he's got an all-access tourniquet on his wrist. F. Doogie writes, please leave Doogie home from now on. I can't take any more of her fun policing. Everything is no, no, no. Who goes to Vegas and just sleeps all day? And listening to her freak out about weed is just ridiculous. What does she think happens when people smoke? Does she think everyone is going to flip out and start committing crimes or overdosing and dying? My dead grandma's more fun than this old sheltered hag.
Okay. For the record, I don't care if he gets high. I did not want Charlie to get high while he was on the bus and while we were on iHeart premises. It took a lot of work to get positioned where we were. And if they found out that he was smoking pot, we didn't need to look like the losers of the iHeart shows. So that's why I did it. Go get high now. I don't care.
Well, now I'm in Arizona. It's not legal here that I know of.
It's a shame.
Could be. Who knows?
Look it up.
By the way, I don't think that Charlie would have been the only one at the Daytime Village getting high.
There's a lot of people.
Yes. Oh, you could smell it in the air.
It was
especially during certain acts.
Yeah.
Nick wants to know where he can find the Dudes on Dudes podcast episodes. I remember listening to those and dying laughing, especially the last one where Jeffrey believed that a guy killed himself. No, that actually happened. A guy called in, committed suicide during
because of Jeffrey's advice.
Dudes on Dudes. That's right. Didn't he say, "All right, go kill yourself, pal"?
No. The guy called in. He just had a question because he got a DUI and lost his job. Mm-hmm. And the guy needed advice: should he take pills or should he shoot himself to die? Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey said he would just put a gun in his mouth if his life was that bad.
So then the guy did, and Jeffrey,
live on the phone, he put the gun in his mouth.
Probably why I don't do that podcast anymore.
I'm now an RMG Plus subscriber. I was really hoping to find those there. Please let me know where to find them, Charlie. Maybe if you remind me when we get back, maybe we could somehow add those to RMG Plus. Somewhere.
I'd love to.
Andy writes, I didn't think I could dislike Doogie any more than I already did, but this trip took it to a new high. During the tip discussion, she talks as if Miss Cheapskates would actually give her actual portion. She'd be the one that dicks everyone else by shorting a bill at dinner. This was I witnessed an 8-way check split or 10-way check split while I was out in Vegas. There were 10 people. They got the check split up into 10 different bills. Doogie said she wouldn't do that.
No.
But this guy says that she would rip people off by not putting her fair share in. If one person paid and then everyone gave it. Then she throws out Charlie's weed. I think smoking pot is dumb and I think it smells nasty, but it's perfectly legal in Las Vegas. So he's within his rights to do it.
He is.
Her destruction of property should have been taken through legal channels, and I can only hope Charlie pressed charges. What a bitch Doogie is.
I should have.
Yeah, did you ever think about that?
It's
too much work.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, calling the cops to, hey, someone destroyed my weed, I need to press charges?
It's legal, you can do it.
Still, I'm just saying.
I try to avoid interactions with the cops, especially when it deals with weed, so.
Or anything. Mike in Florida writes, Yo, Rover, I thought you got RG1 to be with the fans, but every time someone asks the show road plans, you are dodgy, vague, and just pulling out of town. Sorry, Mike claims. Mike, 2 points. Number one, we don't know where we're going to be.
We thought we were going to be
in Albuquerque. In fact, I tweeted we were going to be in Albuquerque last night. Guess where we are today? Flagstaff, Arizona. So, sorry. Well, I knew there was that guy in Albuquerque. He wanted to meet us. Sorry, that guy. Maybe we'll wave at you when we drive through. Second of all, how could you say that when I emailed people back? We were in Amarillo, Texas, and a guy emailed and says, we're an hour and a half away. We'd like to drive up. I emailed the guy back. He drove up.
Yeah. Where she hung out with, had beers with that guy.
What do you mean we're dodgy and vague? That's mostly because we don't know where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. Let's see. Josh says it's time for Doogie to be let go. The show is fun because of fun characters, and Doogie's become a nagging, worthless employee. It's time for her to apply for a position with the Bob and Tom show where she might fit in and be relevant.
Okay.
Ha, 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 he writes. Just to keep with the Bob and Tom theme. Here's a guy that writes, I'm not easily offended, but when I see the NFL send two teams to play in London and half the players kneel during the national anthem, it's just plain embarrassing. What must these Europeans think as we advertise abroad just how divided our country is? It's disgusting. I'm sure we will talk about this more.
Yeah, it's a mess, isn't it?
Let's see here. And someone believes that they have found Doogie on, some sort of
dating thing.
Should I put that picture up? It doesn't look anything like her.
No, it's stupid. I mean, it's just,
that chick's hot in the middle.
Yeah, that's why I want you to put it up. Thanks, Anthony.
And she's 31, too.
Yeah.
But Doogie sent it.
Put it up.
Yeah, it's some sort of dating or like fetish app or something, obviously. And I would say that that's likely a fake photo.
Yeah, all together.
Well,
they used my image.
The reason why. It's a hot chick. Anthony. And B, the name, the profile name is Pre-C Wiper. Now,
whoa.
I know a lot of girls. And I'm just venturing. Most of them would not pick that name for a profile on some sort of dating or fetish.
Well, if they're filthy.
Even if they are filthy, it's just, I mean.
You're saying this woman has no class with this name.
This is obviously like a guy made that up, obviously. I mean, give me a break. It doesn't even make sense.
I was going to say, I don't understand it.
Pre-C Wiper.
Which C word is it? C-O or C-U?
C-U.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. No.
What's C-O? No. Oh.
It'd be a post C Wiper, right? That would make sense.
Yes, but not a pre.
Yes. No, that makes no sense.
Let me get this for you. You're dribbling. I'm a very neat person. It's just so dumb. Obviously a made up profile. Anyhow, we are live in Flagstaff, Arizona, on our way back home after our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
What time is it
you
there?
I'm sorry, it's an hour or 2 hours?
2 hours? It's 4:21.
4:20 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
4:20 in the morning. Yep. I slept like a baby, except for the times I was waking up every 2 minutes as I thought we were careening.
I thought we were off.
This one I felt.
I was actually preparing for me crumpling into the front of the bus. Like, I was prepared for it.
I was more
accepted
like
it.
Thinking we were going to, like, the bus was going to go over on its side and roll down a cliff.
That's what I felt.
Yeah. I actually slept holding on to the upper bunk, and I haven't done that yet, but I actually fell asleep, and I woke up, and I was still holding on to the bunk above me, because it was like...
What's going on?
I don't know if it was rumble strips or what, but there was a lot of swerving, and I put it into my mind of rolling and what would happen if I would hit the top, the ceiling, then the floor, and come out. I started going through that.
Did you feel... I mean, he really put these brakes on for a
while.
Oh,
I felt that one.
And I was like... It seems like somebody just stopped on the highway in front of him or something, and we need to slam on these brakes. That's what it felt like. But I can't see. I don't know what's... That's the other thing. I have no idea what's going on.
I was waiting for the hit, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was waiting for the smash.
I did feel real scary. Some braking, some extreme braking.
How come you
I don't
guys,
know if we're...
You never ask, though.
I don't know if we're going, like, 100 miles per hour in this bus or what. Why don't we ask? I don't know. We're in bed. We can't get up and walk forward because
you fall over. You can't. You're stuck in
there. I was afraid to just get out of any extreme braking because I felt that I was afraid if I got up and while I was going, I'd be going flying through the window and I got splattered all over the road.
Jeffrey estimates the driver goes 80 miles per hour. That's his estimation.
How do you come up with that estimate?
We came up at dinner. We were eating one time. He goes, the driver, he makes good time. He goes 80 miles per hour. And I go, well, how do you know that? Do you look at the gauge? He goes,
no,
yeah.
I can almost feel it.
He can estimate it with his brain.
While laying down in my bunk.
Can you do that, Rover?
Last night, I actually thought we were stopped and we were going, because sometimes it's very smooth. And no, you can't tell if you're going 80 miles an hour.
You can.
I don't know if I can. I was just taking just an estimated educated guess here.
Educated guess. All right.
Yeah.
Or uneducated.
This is the guy that took him 20 minutes to figure out how many days it was going to take to drive to Las Vegas. Remember that?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out in my head. But anyways, I'm just making...
No, you even had your calculator out, too.
It took him a month to figure that
That's
out.
That's true.
Yeah, yes. I just
went to Google Maps and figured that out. So, anywho...
You've never solved it, then. Never mind. He still has not solved it.
How long is it going to take us to get back?
I have no clue at the moment.
What day will we get home?
Well, we're scheduled to be home by Wednesday night, so we can be on the air on Thursday.
I don't even know if that's true, are we?
I don't know.
That's what it was originally.
That was the original plan.
Well,
there you go.
We're a little bit behind schedule because we were supposed to leave at 7:30 last night. So I pull up to my the bus was parked still at the Daytime Village. You know, the event closed down, obviously. It was Saturday, so this is Sunday night. And we're supposed to leave at 7:30. I roll up at 7:29 in our cab from the hotel. And everything is open on the bus, all the bay doors. There's a forklift parked next to the bus. Uh-huh. the awning, one of the awnings, there are four awnings that pop out from the side, and one of them got stuck open. And you can't drive with that open, so we had to figure out how to manually get that closed, and the driver's up. I'm raising him on a forklift he can get on top of the bus.
Yeah, there's a picture.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
There's me.
Oh, my God.
Raising him on a forklift.
Yeah, do you know how to use that thing, Rover?
No machinery?
No, he told him. He's just like, just lift this one up. And
I know how to use a forklift. I use one at my fence job.
Oh, you should have trusted you. Should have got you in there.
What do the three levers do?
One lever actually tilts the fork forward and backwards. That's the middle lever. The lever on the left lifts and lowers the fork.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a third lever on the right that moves it from side to side. Depends on how wide or narrow the pallet is.
He is actually right.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. He remembers that. Okay.
I asked the driver, I go, how'd you get that forklift? And did you hear what he said?
No.
This nice one took it. He goes, I walked over, there was a key. I go, well, might as well just take it for the RV.
And they had a little barrel on the back of it. That's clean burning propane. Some forklifts operate on diesel fuels, others operate on propane.
Okay. All right. So anyhow, that took a long time. And then a belt on the generator was blown. We had to send Dieter in an Uber to an auto parts store to get the belt.
Oh, God.
I'm assuming the belt must have been installed.
I think it's working.
No.
Because, oh, it's not?
No, he didn't. He goes, thanks for getting it. I'll do it tomorrow. And he put it in the side compartment.
How right. On? But he must have, when we pulled into Flagstaff, he must have installed it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I hope to God it's the right one, Rover, because... You guys said you called the store and they were actually out of that belt. I showed up to the store and he goes, yeah, I have the belt with that number you were looking for, because I gave him a certain number. So I hope to God that's the right belt.
Well, I don't know how he would be on the air if the generator wasn't on. So I'm assuming everything is
all right.
All right. Let me take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country, broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live from Flagstaff, Arizona. Yeah, heading back home aboard Rolling Glory 1.
It's cold. Freezing.
Did you know? I thought we were in a desert. I thought it was supposed to be hot. I've always heard it gets cold at night in a desert, but
yeah.
I wasn't expecting this. I think it's 25 degrees out here.
25 degrees. I think Dieter actually raised the temperature on the thermostat for the first time.
I pulled her over. I went to 77.
He raised it three times. No joke. It started at 72, 74, and now we're at 77. It's freezing.
You open that door, and it's like ice crystals start to form in here.
Let's see here. Snitz, do you see my video playing back I'm playing right now?
I see the blue screen that says NDI, new tech.
Ah, man. Why is that? Let's see here. I have some video I want to play for you. Give me a second. I didn't watch any football games yesterday. Did you guys?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were binge-watching football.
Binge-watched. Yeah? Woke up a little bit late because... It starts at 10 a.m. on the West Coast, and I got in pretty freaking late. So, yeah, we started watching it probably in the second quarter, halftime, but there were so many.
There were some good games. I mean, like, there was Cincinnati and Green Bay. We saw the Seattle-Tennessee game. A fight almost broke out in that game.
Right.
Late third quarter.
Fight.
Because it was a late hit.
Right.
And then we caught some of the Kansas City LA Chargers game.
You're right.
You're watching notes that game.
Yes, he did. Every game we watched, he marked it down. Don't forget the Browns and the Colts we watched.
Yeah, that was an embarrassment. We lost. Oh, it was a close game, though. We lost, though.
Okay, what else?
Where'd you guys watch this at?
We caught some in Houston and New England and Miami and the Jets.
Right. You watched every football
what
game
else?
Yesterday.
Yeah, what else?
They had
NFL Sunday ticket, so every game was on.
Yeah, like you can go to a sports book and it shows literally every game.
Yeah, there was like 15 TVs, so we're just going from screen to screen watching. Some bar in the casino right in the middle. I don't know what it's some Irish bar. I do you know the name of it, Jeffrey?
It was just like, I don't know, pub on Broadway or something. Like, look at that Irish place. But anyway. then the other games we caught were the end of Atlanta and Detroit.
Right. What else did we see?
This is good.
Okay, you got Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Indianapolis.
Everybody can look at you.
I'm flying. Oh, my God. This is good.
I got it right in his head.
He's reading the scores on a fly lamp right in the middle of his forehead, and he camps out there and flies away. Oh, my God. That okay. was so good.
Miami and New York. The Giants and the Eagles. Of course, Seattle and Tennessee. And then
why are you naming every football game?
The fly knew he had to save the segment. He's like, I'm going to land on this guy's forehead to give some entertainment because he's reading up every score.
Thanks, fly.
No, I'm just saying, though, these are the games that we saw.
Oh, yeah, every game we saw, because we had the Sunday ticket, every game
they
was
They had
on.
Every game on TV.
Right. And yeah. The Monday night game is going to be Dallas and Arizona.
Okay. But you haven't seen it yet.
Well, we'll see. Wait, are we going to be able to watch it tonight?
Or yeah,
we
you can watch it.
You should, look at this new leaf. No wrestling, no
Monday Night Raw, you're not going to watch that?
No. It's Dieter's turn to watch us, so we can get us money, dose of Monday Night Football in. So
All right.
I can watch SmackDown tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Jeffrey did tell me we were at the after party on Saturday night in a club. And Jeffrey told me that he used to binge watch Inside the NFL on HBO when he had HBO. I said, Jeffrey, that's a hard show to binge watch. Because it's once a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how you binge watch that.
I think what I was trying to say is I used to try to watch it every single week when it was on because my four favorite hosts were on that show. Nick Bonacotti, Glenn Dawson, Chris Collinsworth, and Jimmy Johnson. Who used to coach the Cowboys?
Where did this guy come from?
It's a football nut. I changed him from a wrestling nut to a football nut. I love it.
Where did this guy come from? Snitz, are you still not seeing anything back there?
I don't see it.
What about mine, Snitzer?
Can you try re-adding it as a new source and see if it works, see if it pops up? Give us a second here, because I want to play you some video.
And because Dieter's our resident aficionado, I figure when it comes to certain aspects of football, I can pick his brain.
Right. This is good.
Uh-huh.
No.
No? It doesn't pop up? Mm. Oh, man. Charlie, you want to play this?
Yeah, if you could see mine, can you, Spencer?
Yeah.
Can you see his premiere?
No, I see his desktop.
I can load up my desktop, too.
He's not playing it through Premiere. He's playing it.
Right. But, I mean, it won't be full screen if you
Oh, know. Okay, you're right, you're right.
What's full screen? I see that video that he's playing right now is full screen.
All right, give me a second. Hold on. Let me load this up. Video... All right.
I can't believe you woke up at 10 to go watch football.
No.
Last time I saw you, I think it was 5:30.
It was. I'm up at 5:30, and I'm like, I have to win my money back. I lost so much money. I'm like, I'm just going to grind and grind and grind and win my money back. So I do. I look at the clock. It's 5:30. I start to leave the casino. I'm like, I have no idea how to get back to our hotel, right?
Well, you did something similar to me, yeah.
Right. So I had no idea. And I'm like, well, first I got to get some food at 5:30, and then I got to figure out how to get back. I start to walk, and I see the promotions from our radio station. They're there. Mm-hmm. Like Amy, Jeff, people that we know, salespeople that came out. I see them at a table. I go, what the hell are you guys doing at 5:30? And they're like, how are you here? You look like Walking Death, they said. I go, well, I had to win my money back. And I keep walking, and I see Charlie walking around the lobby. You're ahead of me, and you can't miss those shorts and the fanny pack you're wearing. You're also up at 5:30 in the morning. Well,
I tried to leave at 4. No joke. I left. I said, it's 4. I've had enough of Vegas. I'm done with it. I can't handle any more of this. It's just too much. It's too much fun.
What were you doing that, like, you were playing cards, right?
No, we were at the club. Oh, so I left at 4.
Right.
I got lost in that hotel. For
How
no
do you
joke,
get lost in the hotel?
An hour, Rover. I'm wandered an hour, hour and a half. I wandered in circles around the inside of. I thought I was in a mall at some point. I don't know. I actually
Aria, you're in the hotel.
No signs. I mean, to us, I got lost too. I'm like, I'd ask every person I saw, "How do you get out? How do you get to?"
They do that on purpose, by the way. Obviously, they want to keep you in the casino.
Okay. They did a really good job because I ended up falling asleep on a bench in the middle of the mall. Like, just I fell asleep for like 10, 15 minutes just on a bench. And I woke up like a hobo. Like, I was a homeless person.
Did they wake you up?
No. So luckily, there's nobody in the mall. When I was there, there's nobody to ask. I was there for an hour walking in circles, and I couldn't leave. And I fell asleep on a bench. Yeah, then I eventually ran into everybody that I had left again. And then I saw Dieter. I was like, what? How did we all find each other again? Right,
it was
the
so
end?
Weird. We're the last ones in the entire casino was the whole iHeartRadio staff. It's crazy.
All right, let me play you this video. This is, I hope, hopefully this will work. You see it? this is Donald Trump. He was in Alabama, and he seemingly randomly brought up players in the NFL kneeling during the national anthem. Here's a little
this
bit.
This is before Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is like I think Friday.
Was it Friday? Okay.
I think. Yeah, here he is.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. Nice. He's fired!
That's so lame.
I love that face.
He's so proud of himself.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? He's going to walk off, drop the mic. I love it.
So lame. To drop
they
your own
ate it up,
phrase.
Though.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for. And I know we have freedoms and we have freedom of choice and many, many different freedoms. But you know what? It's still totally disrespectful. And, you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively, massively, the NFL ratings are down massively. Now, the number one reason happens to be that they like watching what's happening on, you know, with yours, Kerry.
Wait, so he's taking...
Single-handedly.
So everyone has stopped watching football so they can... Watch cable news?
Watch Trump, I guess. He's been going after
this. But wait a second. He's also told us that CNN's ratings are down massively and the failing New York Times. So people have stopped watching the NFL because they want to follow yours truly, as he says. Where are they getting that info? Because according to him, all the fake news, the ratings are down massively.
I have no idea.
Didn't he call CNN your fake news?
Yes.
Okay.
He's right on top of Jeffrey's on the cutting edge of what Donald Trump is talking about. But anyhow, so he does that on Friday. The response, predictable. Tons of players are now taking a knee during the national anthem, just basically to spite Donald Trump.
I think all of the Steelers were off the field. Every single one.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin said his Steelers will not be on the field for their pregame activities or for national, except one player. He stood at the foot of the tunnel, hand on his heart, because he was a military veteran.
I think they don't want the distraction. So that's why, because one player said this, James Harrison said, nobody on this team is going to be doing that kneeling bull crap, or you're going to have to deal with me. So I don't think any players do kneel, so they're just going to keep them off the field for no distractions. And then Tennessee also, none of their players came out for that game. Seahawks.
Now, please remove your hats.
Sorry, hold on. I'm trying to play you something here.
Of our nation's flag.
Trying to play you something here. This is the guy that...
Now, please stand, remove your hats, and honor America with the presentation of our nation's flag. Performing today's national anthem is Wilbur Pauley.
This is the Steelers versus the Bears, so none of the Steelers are on the field.
Right, see the back? Just a coach, a couple coaches.
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Yeah, just four coaches. That's it.
And those are the Bears?
Yeah.
So the Bears are out.
guy's got his wrong hand up.
There's the vet.
That's him
from Afghanistan.
So one guy on the Steelers went out.
You know, I got so out of control yesterday. I think a guy doing the national anthem kneeled while he was doing it.
No, no did he?
Really?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, in Detroit.
Wow. Somebody. Oh, okay, yeah.
What the hell is going
on? How does
in this
that make
country?
Sense that you're singing it?
It doesn't. I think it was from The Voice, so that makes sense why.
Two singers actually knelt yesterday.
From The Voice, right?
Yeah, the girl that was in the Tennessee.
All right, so what do you think about this, Dieter?
It's complete chaos now. Everything Trump said, I completely agree with. That it's disrespectful. I get that what they're saying, you know, it's the cop brutality on African Americans. But I think this isn't the right way to do it, by disrespecting the flag every time there's a national anthem. If you want to talk about it, there's got to be another way. You want to put a sticker on or get a tattoo or whatever. But what they're doing now, every person that does it, I think is disrespectful. And I think Trump's right. Once one person gets fired, this will immediately stop. You take that player and you bench him or cut him from the team, this will overnight stop everything.
Could you do that, though?
Yeah,
could you
owner?
Actually just fire a guy? You're going to have to pay him out.
Okay, how many players do we pay?
I don't think you could fire a guy and not pay him.
It's worth it.
So owners are going to just start firing people and pay out the rest of their contract. I mean, what a
yes.
great way to actually just get paid and do nothing for the next few years.
But we do it to so many players. If for a drug policy rover or misconduct, for domestic violence, there's always some reason somebody gets suspended or the team lets them go or whatever. Let's just do it. We'll do it one time here. You will become the most popular person, most popular owner. Your ticket prices will surge, or the ticket buying will surge. You just got to do it, man. I'm so sick of this. Now people are talking more about this than the actual game.
That's true.
The kneeling.
The kneeling is a complete distraction from the game.
Yes.
Oh, who cares about that? But they talk more about the kneeling. I think the kneeling isn't working because everybody's just talking about the kneeling and not the police brutality. That's never even mentioned.
I know. Half the people don't even know why they're kneeling.
Dad seriously called me last night. He said, "What'd you think of all those players?" And I went, "Well, I personally, it's no big deal to me." He's like, "I just found out it's about the blacks and cops battling with each other. I didn't know that at all." So he just
how do you miss that, though? I mean, come on. To say most people don't know
Rover,
that.
A lot of Hilljacks don't know it. All they see is somebody kneeling like, "Oh, that's just about the flag. They hate the flag. They hate the war. They hate America." They don't know. They should have like a T-shirt on or something. They lift up their shirt and they should have a T-shirt underneath explaining why they're doing this. Or every
you wouldn't
time,
like that either.
But,
you wouldn't like
true.
If
no,
during
no,
the
I,
national
of course
anthem
I
they,
like
they,
it. No,
they
no.
took off their jersey no. and there was some
Black Lives
you know,
Matter.
Black Lives
oh,
Matter thing.
I would hate it.
Okay.
But at least the message would come across. Or every time you do an interview, bring it up while they're doing it. Most people don't know. They're not even getting their point across. It just looks disrespectful, dude. It drives me up the wall.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Here's Ben Roethlisberger talking about it.
Last night, obviously with all the issues going on, if you will, we had a players-only meeting after the team meeting last night. We decided we were going to talk about what are we going to do, because we know some guys wanted to take a knee. Guys wanted to stand. We said whatever we do, we need to make sure we're unified as one group, because that's what we're about and that's what it should be about, is staying together as one unit and one group, one brotherhood, things like that. And so rather than have some guys kneel and some guys stand, the conclusion was made kind of by everybody that the best thing to do is just to stay in the locker room or in the tunnel, if you will, and show our respect that way.
And show our respect that way in the tunnel. That's not really showing your respect at all.
No. Yeah. Well, they let the one guy come out the
bed. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you weren't as one unit. One guy went out there.
Right.
So I don't know what Ben is talking about.
Rover,
exactly.
There was an issue with that, actually. What? They didn't. That guy went rogue and went out on his own. Like, they all agreed as a team to stay in the tunnel, and that guy went out there, and the players are actually pretty pissed off about it.
Oh, really?
Well, now they're mad at him for...
So, how could you be mad at him for going out and... I mean, screw the Steelers, as far as I'm concerned. If the guy wants to go out there, let him go out there.
I think he served in Afghanistan 4 times. He could do whatever the hell he wants.
They all agree.
He's the biggest guy in the... team too.
They all agreed as a team to stay in the locker room or in the tunnel, and he went out there and he did it. He said he was going to do something, and he didn't do it. So they respected his service, but they were pretty pissed off.
Is there any way that Nads can actually hear the show without it feeding back? Like, it's, I just hear it coming back to me. What's he doing? Is it like cranked up on the speakers in there? Is it the hallway speaker? What is it?
Everything's cranked up full volume. He's got a concussion. It should be on low.
I mean, that doesn't happen during the regular show.
I don't know. Yeah, we never change it. Because when I was stayed behind once, you were yelling at me that it was really loud, and I couldn't hear it doing that. I don't know what's going on.
You need to turn down the monitor.
No, but it's basically a set volume. It never changes. So I don't know what causes that.
But I don't know. It gives feedback.
Yeah.
Is this better?
Leave your mic on and let me talk. Is your mic on right now?
Yeah, my mic's on right now. I put on the headphones, but unfortunately the phone screener from last week just totally destroyed my earpiece for answering phones. So it's been a pretty rough operation this morning.
Wasn't it ball rag from last week, the phone screener?
Yeah, he just snapped my earpiece in half, so I have to like hold it and
just use the phone headset.
No, I know, but it's like
I did get a kick out of we were at this thing and someone said a record label person that I ran into goes, "Oh, you work with Chris Tyler." And I said, "No, ball rag." And it was one of the guys, president of this or that at iHeart, and the record label person, and they go, both of them, ball rag? What do you mean by that? I go, well,
let me tell you.
Let me explain this to you for the next 20 minutes. Mike in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm confused as to what they're protesting. Are we up to speed on that? It seems like it changes every time I watch a news a related news story on this.
See, I told people don't know.
That's BS. Everyone knows. People, I mean, how are you confused, Mike? What things have you seen that they're protesting?
Oh, is it Black Lives Matter? Is it social justice? This morning I saw an article and it was a protestation against Trump.
That's what I think, too. I think it's protesting Trump. I thought everything that happened, I don't think it's about the police. I think people are pissed that Trump was so disrespectful to the players and calling them son of a bitches. Like, who? That's not a leader.
You had more video of Trump yesterday, and he actually claims it has nothing to do with race.
All right, let me...
Even though that's everything it has to do with, but he doesn't somehow understand that.
All right, let me... Give me a second here. Let me get this. Here we go. Oh, wait, wrong. Sorry, my fault.
And I was not watching the games today, believe me, I'm doing other things, but I watched a little bit, and I will say that there was tremendous solidarity for our flag and for our country. We have a great country. We have great people representing our country, especially our soldiers, our first responders, and they should be treated with respect. And when you get on your knee and you don't respect the American flag or the anthem, that's not being treated with respect.
Are you claiming racial tensions, sir?
No, this has nothing to do with race. I've never said anything about race. This has nothing to do with race or anything else. This has to do with respect for our country and respect for our flag.
All right.
See, he's claiming that it has nothing to do with race, when that's all it has to do with, right?
Well, that's the reason why they were kneeling in the first place. It certainly does have to do with race. But he's saying, I didn't say anything about race. I just said they should stand for the national anthem. And then a lot of people agree with that. Dieter agrees with it. I agree to some extent.
I don't think it's an easy way to protest in front of a large audience. I don't think they're getting their message out there that clear because...
Right, so stop doing it. If this is muddying the waters as far as your message, come up with a different way to get your message across.
I don't think it's wrong or they should be fired for doing it. I mean,
866-YO-ROVER. We can finish this discussion right after I take a quick break. We'll also get to the shizzy, the news on the way. What do you have coming up, Doogie?
I'm going to tell you who will be the second judge on American Idol. That's coming up next.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Just think, if you follow Rover's path, work hard, and build a loyal fan base, you too could live in a mobile home. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
American Idol has its second judge. I will tell you who it is coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Jeremy in Louisville, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Man, if more of these owners would be like the owner over there at Dallas and threaten these guys with firing them, you know, they quit doing this. They quit doing this kneeling stuff.
By the way, did that actually happen in Dallas? Like, that's one of those memes that went around about what Jerry Jones said he was going to do, but I don't think it was actually entirely accurate what was attributed to him.
I heard it did happen, and I've heard it didn't happen, so I don't know. But if it did happen, more owners should follow his lead.
I feel strongly that my players should stand.
But there, what about the thing that circulated around the internet of what he supposedly said about firing people, Charlie? None of that actually happened?
I don't see any
happened.
Of that. And you do have Rex Ryan. I don't know what he does. Is he an owner?
He used to be a coach.
He used to be a coach. Now isn't he an analyst somewhere?
We did it with that female chick the first week.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since. But he used to coach who? The Jets, the Bills.
You have him talking. I don't think it's ESPN he's on, and he talks about Trump and how he feels about it.
All right, here he is.
When you look at it, we all grew up in an NFL locker room. We don't have those issues. You know what I mean? Everybody's always been united. You know, when things, you know, yeah, the views are different and things, but let me tell you, like I'm pissed off. I'll be honest with you, you know, because I supported Donald Trump. You know, I sat back and when he asked me to introduce him at a rally, you know, in Buffalo, I did that. But I'm reading these comments and it's appalling to me. And I'm sure it's appalling to almost any citizen in our country. It should be. I mean, you know, calling our players, you know, SOBs and all that kind of stuff. That's not the men that I know. The men that I know in the locker room, I'm proud of. I'm proud to be associated with those people. And it's just so, you know, I apologize for being pissed off, but guess what? That's it. Because right away, I'm associated with what Donald Trump stands for and all that because, you know, I introduced him. I never signed up for that. I never wanted that. Right. That doesn't mean I support 100% of the things that he says. And clearly, this is a case.
All right.
I cannot find Jerry Jones saying anything.
I don't think he actually did. That's what
it's on Snopes here. Let me. I got to click it, though.
Brandy in Chicago, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandy.
Morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, hi. Well, honestly, I totally agree with the players taking the knees. First of all, I don't know why Trump is talking about this now. I'm assuming that you're a leader of the free world, you have better things to do, but sometimes you got to worry about your golf game. So the thing is that we live in a great country with freedom of speech. We live in a great country where vets died for us to express it. And then on top of that, I do understand if some parents or spouses feel a certain way because their loved ones died in a combat, a battle. But then, you know what? You should understand for certain parents or loved ones that had certain children or young men and women that died by being shot by police and something was wrong with it. But you know what? We can disagree to agree because we live in that great country. And that's what we can do. Don't take it so personal.
We can disagree to agree, Brandy said. I think you mean to agree to disagree.
And then another thing, too, let's just keep it 100. If you start firing all the NFL players, which is majority of black, you will not have an NFL. Just saying. It will be very...
Yeah, imagine if it was nothing but white players in the NFL.
Oh, no, yeah, yes. I think, what if they did do that? Like, what if the Steelers did fire somebody and they all just quit?
You bring the next guy.
Who's going to quit when
next guy up will play.
Who's going to quit when they're paying you millions of dollars, Charlie?
That'd be hard to do.
Well, what if you told them that is you get the paycheck or you kneel? What are you going to pick? If you're so, you believe in this thing, you're so into it, right? Then make a choice. You want the money or you want to kneel and see what they pick?
Kristen in Grand Rapids, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. And by the way, Dieter, I think most of them would say, I want the money.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Anyway. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Are you there? Oh, good.
Yes.
I was listening to Brandy from Chicago, and I totally agree with what she's saying, that, you know, it's a freedom of speech. And, you know, the First Amendment where they can protest peacefully, all they are doing is kneeling. So why is Trump threatening to take that away? And, you know, I know you guys were discussing where you weren't really sure what they were protesting about. I mean, yeah, Colin Kaepernick originally kneeled because of the abuse and violence that police officers are doing to, you know, African-Americans and everything like that. But, yeah, I think a lot of the football players last night protested because of what Donald Trump had to say and threatening to fire them over practicing the First Amendment. And it's just not right.
Yeah, but here is the thing. The only reason that Trump has a point and Dieter has a point is that you're on the job. These guys are on the job. They're getting paid. They are an employee of whatever team they are playing for. And if the guy who owns that team says, hey, I don't want you kneeling during the national anthem while I'm paying your paycheck, I you know, sure. Do you have freedom of speech, freedom to protest? Absolutely. But your employer also has rights as to what they can do. And no one is stopped. The freedom of speech and freedom to protest are just government restrictions. The government can't place restrictions.
But it's weird when
certainly can.
But Trump doesn't seem to understand the First Amendment that you're allowed to do this. He's trying to get people fired for some reason, and he's spending all weekend worrying about this. Puerto Rico doesn't have power. They're totally gone. Those are American citizens. Doesn't care. I don't see any tweets about that. He's tweeting about that and whether or not Steph Curry is allowed at the White House. Did you see what he said?
Yeah, he said no.
Well,
after Steph Curry said no, I'm not coming, Trump says, well, you're disinvited. Yeah. You're not allowed to come.
It's baby. Like somebody quitting the job, and then you go, no, I fired you. You didn't quit, bitch.
Chad, you're on Roll for Spawning Glory. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning. What's up, Dieter?
Yo!
So, this flag thing, we had a, didn't we have a football player, Spillman, who quit playing football to go fight for our country?
No, that's Tillman.
So, Tillman, yeah. So they're disrespecting their own. He gives up football, making millions of dollars to go fight for our country, and never came back. He was fighting for that flag. He was fighting for the right for these players to stand. They're disrespecting every men and women who's fought for this country over a game. This is a game. Remember, it's a game. So.
Right.
Totally disrespectful.
All right.
If I go to work and my boss tells me to do something and I don't do it, I get fired. Doesn't matter if I agree with.
Well, that is the only reason that people have a point. He's right. You know, whether you are a maintenance man or a truck driver or you know, whatever, if you don't do what your employer says, they fire you.
Yeah, but the owners probably can't say don't kneel because then, you know, the players get really angry.
Tough.
Well, then they might not do so well at their job, and then they lose money. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place.
Right now, they're dividing the team.
Paul,
you know,
you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Dieter.
Yo.
I hope you guys, Dieter should know this if you read the rule book, and it is found in the NFL rule book on, it's, what is it, A62 through 63, the NFL league rule book. That it's pointed out the players, coaches that continue to judge the public in areas of respecting of the flag and country, but it also states in and around it that may result in disciplinary actions such as fines, suspensions, and the forfeiture of draft choices for violating the included first offense, which it states that they are mandated to stand for the national anthem and the raising of a flag. It's in their NFL league rule book, and that the players...
Actually, it's not. But wait, hold on. Let me just stop
fake?
You there.
Is this fake news?
It is fake news. It's not.
Of course, this guy read it on a Facebook meme, and then now he's just accepting it. That's what you read the rule book.
I have lookup pages for it. There's a kid that was drafted out of my local area, down in Beaver Local. He was drafted by the Denver Broncos, and also a statement to the ESPN about the same thing. It is a rule. I understand.
Not in there. In fact, if you go to operations.nfl.com/media/2646/2017-playing-rules.pdf, you can read the NFL rule book, and that is not in there. So that's incorrect, Paul. You can Snopes it. All right, thank you. He's like, I don't believe it. I saw it on Facebook right next to the fake Russian posts on Hillary Clinton. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
President Trump issued a new travel ban last night, and this is to restrict some visitors and immigrants from 8 countries that have been inadequate vetting procedures. So... he wants to make America safe, of course. He says that's his number one priority. And the new proclamation will maintain travel restrictions for some of the same people on the list, but he's added a few more. So we have travel restrictions on Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. Sudan has been dropped from that list, but traveling from 3 new countries will now be suspended and limited. We have Chad, North Korea, and parts of Venezuela. So these, because that was the deadline had run out with the travel restrictions. So now he implemented this last night. He expands the travel ban, dropped one.
I do feel much safer. Doesn't everyone else with the travel ban? I'm couched in safety, I believe.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, wrapped in it. I don't know. It's hard. Maybe this is part of the game plan. Just be so confusing and chaotic that people have a hard time keeping track of I don't even know what's going on.
And not letting North Koreans in is weird. Why not?
Well, I don't know. We don't like them. That's why.
They hate us.
What about somebody that's like escapes North Korea?
How can you trust them?
Yeah, they could be a double agent.
Oh, okay.
Right, Charlie. Go on, Doogie.
I don't think you watched 60 Minutes last night. You guys are traveling, and it doesn't sound like you were... out of Vegas in the hotel and whatever you guys were doing last night. But on 60 Minutes, Senator John McCain gave some new insight into his health, and it looks pretty grim. His struggle with the aggressive form of brain cancer. In this interview last night, they said that it's very serious, and he said that the prognosis is very, very serious. He's 81 years old. The segment was titled The Fighter. He said some doctors are saying 3%, and some are saying 14%. He said, I'm just doing the best that I can and being grateful for what I've had a good life, but I'm going to fight. And he said it's not looking good at all. So that was on 60 Minutes.
It is somewhat ironic that Trump is, very concerned about don't disrespect the vets. Yet what he did to John McCain, a war hero, and what he said about John McCain, he prefers people who aren't shot down in planes because they're, they're losers. If you get shot down, you're a loser. I like winners.
Don't know how anybody voted for him after that. That was like nuts.
So I just find it somewhat ironic that now don't disrespect the vets. However, this war hero vet, he's a loser because he got shot down, and I don't like losers. Okay, go on, Doogie.
Jared Kushner uses a private email account, and he does this to conduct White House business, according to new reports. I thought this was a little crazy to read this.
Email.
His emails?
Ooh, does he have private email? Oh,
remember the whole,
where have I heard that before?
Yes, he was going to jail Hillary Clinton for using a private email account and all of that.
Maybe we'll start chanting, lock him up, in reference to Jared Kushner now.
Yes, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor set up the account back in December, and this was during the presidential transition. So he uses it to correspond with other White House staffers about events coordination, media coverage, and other subjects. There's no evidence so far that he sent or received sensitive or classified information on the account, and he does use his official White House account as well. So Kushner has been under the microscope in the investigation into Russia and the interference in the election, and investigators may want to see the contents of his private emails. Anthony Weiner, you're going to see his name all over the news today because he'll be in court. He's 53 years old. We've talked about him sending explicit pictures and text messages to young girls. And in this case, he's going to be sentenced for sending obscene material to a 15-year-old girl in a case that has been played out all over the media. So we'll see how long he will have to pay for that crime. Again, he was married at the time. They are now divorced, and we'll know more today what that sentencing, what that'll entail, if he'll have probation, if he goes to jail, or what will happen. So I know we're going to get into a little bit more stories at the iHeart Radio Music Festival in Vegas. And one of the performers that was there was Travis Scott. And this was on the second night of the festival. And he was out there with DJ Khaled and some other people. And I said, I wonder if Kylie Jenner is here, because there's rumors that Kylie Jenner is pregnant and that Travis Scott is the father. Did you hear this while we were traveling?
Well, not only did I hear this,
you
but
saw her, didn't
I did
you?
Hear this.
Did you see her?
I did.
She was there.
Yeah. How'd she look?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you saw her.
Which one is this?
The youngest one.
She looks pregnant. She was there. She was backstage.
She's hot, though. She looked like the hottest one.
Wait, what is that? Who took that picture? You, Rover?
It's her.
No, that's from online.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't take that.
Hey, she doesn't look as good there. Like,
because she got a bun in the oven.
That's well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't look good. I liked her thin.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I've never heard of Travis Scott before. Has anyone ever?
Yes.
No,
yes,
you've heard of this guy?
Yes, of course.
You've heard of him?
Yeah, straight upper up. Echelon.
Never heard of this guy. Never, ever heard of this guy.
What?
I do love the statement from the Jenners. They say that the family is overjoyed that she's pregnant. And I took one look at Travis Scott and I said, I'm sure they are just absolutely overjoyed.
Wait,
they've been dating for how long?
A couple months since April.
Months. Oh, months. It's good. Oh, I'm overjoyed that my daughter is knocked up by this guy. I'm sure it's going to last. This is a romantic match made in heaven.
Wow.
They're going to live happily ever after. I'm so overjoyed.
Well, I didn't know that they confirmed it. Because there's speculation, there are sleuths out there trying to figure out when it had happened. Have they confirmed it? Did you see that, Rover?
I saw a statement that said over. Maybe it was someone saying that a source.
Okay,
I thought it was
a
statement, but maybe it was a source saying the family is overjoyed. And my eyes.
Yeah.
What family wouldn't be overjoyed that their 20-year-old got knocked up by Travis Scott? After a couple months. Oh yeah, they're thrilled, I'm sure.
Oh, this is pretty good. So in some are saying, oh, it's not Travis's kid, it's actually she's the surrogate carrier for Kim Kardashian, because Kim and Kanye are having another kid.
Oh my God.
And there's
God.
A surrogate. Right, well, it's gotten crazy. But I wondered, I asked one of my, I don't know if it was one of the guys on their show or somebody else that was there at the festival, I said, God, that's Travis Scott. I said, I wonder if Kylie is here. And then I saw on social media that she was, in fact, in Vegas. I didn't realize she was in the tunnels and she was actually at the festival. I saw that she was at the side stage, which is where at one point you were, Rover. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if he saw Kylie Jenner there. So I thought that was pretty interesting. A lot of good gossip. And then I'll end with this, a story that I had teased. Luke Bryan, there was speculation that he would be a judge on American Idol. And he will, in fact, be the second judge. We have Katy Perry. Now we have Luke Bryan. Ryan Seacrest is signed, and we're looking for a third judge, but they're pretty much out of money. So we don't know who the third judge will be because they have zero left. So not sure what'll happen with that, but I think that's going to be a pretty good fit. Luke Bryan, awesome. There you go. That is the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
He's out there living among us. Jeffrey.
Bingo.
For the good of mankind, help us track his movement with the JLR GPS. Access it with the RMG app.
By the way, I just saw an article that a guy, I'd never heard of this guy, he's a rookie for the Oakland A's. His name is Bruce Maxwell. He is the first Major League Baseball player to take a knee during the national anthem. Here is the photo of that. So the whole team lined up for the national anthem, and this guy, a rookie, this guy better be good, right? Like, what rookie is going to be the one guy, the first guy in Major League Baseball, not a black guy either, to take a knee during the national anthem?
So that's a risky. Yeah, it's a real risky move.
I actually will.
That is a risky proposition.
I agree with his right to do it.
This guy better hit 45 home runs this season. All right, something. I mean, I never heard of this guy.
He better have a career where he hits where he can match Hank Aaron's 755.
Okay, baby. Thank you, Jeffrey. I want to tell you a quick story. It's totally unrelated to the iHeart Festival. It happened at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and I witnessed this, and I want to get your opinion. I want to get Doogie's opinion on this. Something strange and really creepy that I saw Saturday night. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's like the Antiques Roadshow. They're traveling the country while Jeffrey inspects and appraises ancient grannies. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Flagstaff, Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona.
On board Rolling Glory 1 on our way back home after our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. We got a little bit behind schedule last night. We were supposed to make it all the way to New Mexico. We only made it to Arizona last night. So I know that there were some people in New Mexico that were looking forward to us stopping by, and we thought we were going to make it out there, but we didn't. We're in Flagstaff now. Rolling Glory 1 is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Next time you take a trip, stop at one of their locations and fuel up and get everything you need there. They're great. They've been great. You love it, right, Jeffrey?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've stopped there a couple of times on some road trips I've taken.
And our road trips.
All of them.
Yeah, every time we stop, that's where we've gone.
Well,
yeah.
even before you guys got the bus. Oh, and we stopped at a couple of, like, when we drove down to Memphis, and we drove up to Philadelphia. So.
Right. So let me tell you something. First of all, we had a good time at our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff that we saw. Did you guys see Heidi Klum walking around backstage?
No, me and when I was with Ryan Seacrest, we didn't actually run into Heidi Klum.
No.
What?
When I was hanging with him. You don't have to. Since you got the picture of me with my best friend, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah. There
he is. Are you talking to him?
Well, not really. I mean, I'm like 10, 15 feet away from him.
This Charlie in the background. Charlie was getting in the background of everything. I guarantee you Charlie ruined the television taping that they did. I was laughing so hard.
Get video of that.
So, do you have video of this?
It's in Video Daily.
All right, let me see if I can play this.
Well, Snitzer and I, we had these all access passes. We should not have had those. We really should not have. They let us go wherever we want. We just decided we'll just go and literally.
You could walk out onto the stage if you wanted to.
I didn't want to get in anybody's way, but I really think I could have just walked out in the middle of the set.
Yeah, you could have.
Because we had pretty nice seats, but we just went down into the to the floor area, and we were just right there. I mean, right there, and we're sitting there. It's me and Spencer and Doogie, and then Doogie says, "I'm scared. I gotta leave." And we're like, "We're so close to the stage. Why would you leave?" And then she bailed and went and sat with I think you, Dieter,
yeah,
and Jeffrey.
Yeah, it was just some empty seats. We said if somebody comes to claim them, we'll get up.
Oh yeah, I mean, but I guess they had seat fillers there anyways. So like. We were just filling a seat. They didn't care at all that we were there. So Kings of Leon play, and I think it was right after Kings of Leon played, or maybe right before, you just see David Spade right in front of me. And I go, oh, crap. He's right there, standing there. And I go, David, can I get a picture? And then the people pushed me out of the way and said, no. But I didn't realize what he was about to do is he was about to present, the next artist. So there's a camera crew right there, and they go to David Spade, and there he is holding a mic, and there I am right in the background. It was so good.
I'm trying to get this video, but it won't let me get to the Z drive for some reason. Oh. Are you able to get it over there, Charlie? Maybe you can play this. I haven't seen it.
Video Daily, you said, Spencer?
Yeah, it should be Video Daily. I don't think it moved or anything yet.
Let me check.
Did this to me the other day. It wouldn't let me access my drive.
I think I have it.
So Charlie was getting in the background, and it was a radio host and David Spade were presenting this award, the next artist to perform, and Charlie's just in the background.
They're right by me,
looking like a goon.
Well, I looked really cool, actually.
You were almost like how'd you describe it?
I noticed that you could see the teleprompter. So I started reading all of David Spade's lines before he could say them while he's reading the lines.
Yeah, here's a still of his point of view here.
Yeah, David Spade is right in front of me, and I'm right in between. So it's just the two guys that are presenting, David Spade and the Woody guy, the radio guy, and then just my head right on their head. So
And Charlie is right in the shot, right? Right in between their two heads, you just see Charlie's.
And, I screwed up because everybody's kind of dressed up. Like, this is a classier event. And we were at that Daytime Village earlier in the day, which is an outdoor event. Yeah. So it's an outdoor concert. So I wore my jorts for that. Like, I'm outside. Wear my shorts.
Yeah, you looked really out of place, didn't he?
Well, the cut-off jean shorts that go mid-thigh with the fanny pack. You look like a tourist. I say you look like you came straight off the boat from Ireland and you don't know how to dress.
It was very out of place. People are, this is...
They're wearing suits. Dressed up, but some people are wearing suits and stuff, and there's me with my jorts on standing there in David Spade's shot.
And then also at the after party at this club...
They were really dressed up there.
Yeah, people are all dressed up, and he's walking around in cut-off jean shorts.
Well, and the fanny pack. You don't see that anymore, the fanny pack.
There's a lot of fanny packs in Vegas, I know.
Oh, I didn't see
any. There's a lot of dads and stuff. But, at the same time, we look like quite a crew. It was Jeffrey with his jeans up, cut-off shirt.
The same one.
Yeah, the
same one he's wearing right now.
I'm wearing jorts. We look like...
can you play that video for me, Charlie? What do you have?
I haven't watched it or anything yet.
I haven't watched it either.
And again,
I don't know if it even comes across.
Rover said this was a filming for TV. And I can only imagine the producers are like, what the F is that guy doing in our shot?
Are they going to have the... You think they would blur out his face in the background?
Like cops?
If they want to use this for TV?
Oh, I hope not. And this airs when? October?
October 5th, I don't know.
October 4th.
Okay. Oh. So I'm going to make sure you set your DVRs for that.
You guys are too perfect. We're going to call.
Oh, you can't.
There's right there.
There's Charlie in the background.
We'll have a laugh track later. What do you go? All right. Thank you.
I think am I slamming my beer right there?
So if you don't have it, make sure you download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Charlie's head is literally in between the head of the two presenters.
Oh, Charlie.
Let's get the next.
It was fun.
It's hard to see from this angle, but when they...
Well, I think, once they zoom in... Oh, sorry. Once they zoom in on...
God, that's good.
Because she's taking a picture. She's taking video of the screen up there.
Yeah. Right.
Once we get the whole high quality, we'll really be able to see me.
All right.
I ran into him.
Who?
I ran into,
David?
The first night, Chris Martin.
Oh, this is good.
I went to go give him a high
From
five.
From Coldplay,
first, Chris Martin walks by. But all this commotion, we're downstairs. I think we were all down there for that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He just and, goes right by.
All these people start pushing us, all these security guards and stuff. And we're like, what's going on? And then you see Chris Martin. Dougie almost... I think almost urinating in her pants.
Yeah.
Seriously, she was freaking out.
Well, she broke out in tears. I mean, I'm talking about literal.
Oh, my God.
She
couldn't name a Coldplay song.
No, I can't.
Name a Coldplay song. Name one.
I don't know that one.
You really can't?
You can name one? They've been around for how many, 15 years?
It's Chris Martin. He's...
I know, but you should know.
You can touch him.
You should But name a song. Name one song,
Dougie. Name this guy.
What's it called?
this Sky song.
Yeah, she literally, she started crying.
How? I mean, she doesn't know one of their songs.
Because Clocks? I mean, you don't know.
Yellow with the first one they had, Scientist.
Tons and tons. Viva, whatever. I don't know, whatever it was.
Any of them that, name one song they played that night.
Oh, I showed my daughter in bed last night, the one with the monkeys. We like the monkey song. I cried during their set, too.
I'm the a monkey song?
Yeah, the...
They had this monkey dancing during monkey, the... Yeah. It wasn't this song, was it?
No.
It might have been.
It's a new one.
Anyway.
So, all the commotion happens. Doozy starts crying over Chris Martin. And then 5 minutes later, the commotion starts again. And I go, that means Chris Martin's probably going to walk by again. So I purposely stood out, put my hand out, and ready for the high five as he walks by.
Yeah.
He comes up. He ignores my high five. But he squeezes my elbow 3 times.
Is that a sign? Like, are you a part of the club? Yeah. You know, the backdoor club? You are backstage. I know, but I try to get my phone out. I think Snitz did the same to get a picture. And I just got the back of his head. So nobody's going to know that was Chris Martin in front of me.
He tripled.
That's what Snitz got. Yeah.
He triple grabbed your elbow.
I've never seen this move. It wasn't 2. It wasn't 4. It was triple three. Elbow squeeze.
Triple elbow squeeze.
Like, almost sizing me up if I'm worth it to take home or something. Uh-huh. Like, it was interesting.
I think it's British. That's the British sign. I think that's why.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
All right.
That was fun. And then Saturday night, Snitzer and I just stayed in the basement. Propped
the
up
backstage
on,
area?
In the backstage area. Propped up on a road case for Kings of Leon. Waiting. I mean, we saw Miley Cyrus. I believe I tried to high-five her. I was pushed out of the way. That was a real push. DJ Khaled, I shook hands with him twice.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Taylor, I said, what up, Taylor Lautner? And, like, he's like, he did one of these to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, finger guns almost. Uh-huh. You know,
he was cool. Actually cool. Wait. You say hi to him? So we said hi backstage to him the first night. I'm like, Taylor, what's up? And he's like, hey, how you doing? He wasn't, like, too big of a dick.
We saw Wayne Coyne from from the Flaming Lips.
I don't know who that is.
He's with Miley, yeah.
Yeah. So it was great. I mean, then Ryan Seacrest, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Charlemagne the God. Just bumped him from the Breakfast Club.
Well, that's a morning show in New York, and we've talked about the Breakfast Club, or really, people have called in talking about the Breakfast Club. I don't know if I've ever brought it up, but people have called in talking about them. So they tell me, hey, at this after party, Rover, all of our big morning shows, we have a group of tables in the club.
VIP tables.
VIP tables. And so you have a table. Now, you only have 2 passes to get into the little area. However, your pass, Rover, has a special mark on it, which allows you to go and get everyone else from your show and bring them in. I said, oh, this sounds sweet. I love this. This is great. So I'll be able to just bring everyone from the show in. We'll live it up. We'll get bottle service. I mean, living the high life. Yeah. So I make my way. Eventually, I get to this after party, and we're at table 35. Just finding where I'm supposed to go and getting into the table. It's all roped off and everything.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated. So I finally find out. They go, okay, yeah, right here. Let me see your pass. Okay, great. You're at table 35. Here it is. I turn around at table 35, and I go, oh, there's a lot of people in there. And B2 goes, that's the Breakfast Club. You're at the table with the Breakfast Club. So it's Rover's Morning Glory and the Breakfast Club in the same area.
We're not dressed the nicest.
No.
They're wearing like gold medallions and like diamond necklaces that are worth like $500,000. And my guy's in jorts.
It's like the exact opposite, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So there were a lot of people in there, and there were a lot of
What, Rover?
They were taking up a lot of space, let's just say. Okay. And so I sat in there for a little while and I go, this is no fun.
Because it's just you and B2, right?
It's just me and B2.
And surrounded
followed by like 20 guys from New York that are all part of the Breakfast Club, whatever that is. And so I go, should we get, I really was debating this. Should I get everyone from my show and should we get in there? And I went out. And I'm standing there, and Douchey's like, just don't worry about it. Just don't even go in there. It's not worth it, whatever that means. And I said, no, let's just go in there and let's take it over. Let's take over table 35.
Turf war.
That's right. Turf
war. Breakfast Club.
East Coast versus Midwest. Let's do this. You know, that longstanding rivalry.
Right.
And so. I go, let's go in there. We'll take over. And then I go, let me go grab a beer. And then we'll go in there and we're going to take over table 35 and stake out our 50% of this table. And I go up to the bar, I get a beer and I go, how much is it? They go, oh no, it's free. Everything in the entire club is free. I go, oh,
I thought, yeah, we thought just the VIP.
I thought just the table. I go, why am I jockeying for position at this crowded ass table?
That's what that place was too. They had just like did 30 different VIP tables. It seemed like at varying like how good you are.
Right.
And
I'm the 35th most important show, I guess.
But it didn't make sense because you're cramped in this little table. Instead, you could be just anywhere getting free drinks.
It was so much better outside the tables.
Oh, yes.
Like but people were crammed into this area, I guess, just so you could say, I'm at a VIP table. But you're literally on top of each other. Like, I was sitting there at the table, and some guy had his ass right in my face. Like, literally standing there, his ass is 4 inches from my face. I'm just sipping a drink with some dude's ass in my face. It was great. But people are like, I need to be at the table. Once I found out it was free drinks,
what's the point?
I go, well, why would I try to cram in there. But another thing that I saw, so they have these platforms at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and they're called viewing platforms, but it's where iHeart can bring, you know, all the executives from iHeart are on this little, it's right at the side of the stage, I guess, is how the best way to explain it. So it's like three levels. They have a bar at the back, all free drinks. And then it's three levels, kind of like standing room.
Is it the festival or the Daytime Village?
The festival.
Okay.
And it's right by the stage. It's on both sides. It's the areas that were all lit up. And like they were actually part of the screens. It was the last night I hadn't been at they had given me these passes for the platform, and they, you know, they're limited number of these platform passes. So I told B2, I said, we haven't been up there. We should go up there and at least, you know, be seen that we're using these. And so we went up there for Big Sean and DJ Khaled and the other 50 people that came out.
All the rappers.
DJ Khaled.
Oh, that's cool.
So while we're there, Big Sean is performing. And
he's awesome, by the way.
I'm standing there. There are three women that are in front of me. And there was a guy, and he kept trying to talk to me, this guy, but it's loud. I mean, you can't really talk to people. And he would, hit me with his elbow and try to say something, but I couldn't understand. I just, right, whatever. He was drunk, but he was dancing, kind of like, I don't know if dancing, but like holding the hips of the girl in front of him. So I go, all right, this is this girl's boyfriend. Then he'd touch the other girl's shoulder and grab onto her. There were three girls and do the same thing. And B2 tells me, this guy doesn't know these girls. And I go, B2, yeah, obviously he does because he's grinding on these girls. Okay. She goes, no. Then a couple minutes later, the guy rubs his fingers through the girl's hair, and B2 B2 goes, nah, I was wrong. He knows these. That must be his girlfriend. A couple more minutes go by, and he's like, you know, grinding on these girls and feeling them up and stuff. And B2 goes, nope, I don't think he knows these girls. And the girls aren't, I mean, they're not shooing him away or anything like that. And so the guy walks away, and I went up to the girls, and I said, hey, this is weird, but do you guys know that guy? And they're like, no, he's really bothering us. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just have him kicked out. You know, I don't know who this guy is. Well, we'll just have him kicked out. And they're like, no, no, we don't want to cause any problems or anything. I'm like, oh, it's not a problem. We'll just kick the guy out. I get to talking to the girls. One is a girl named Carolina, I think, from used to work on the Elvis Duran show, and now she does, I think, mornings at one of our other stations in New York. And the other two were twin girls. They're actually clients of Bob Eatman, my agent, and he had told me about them. He's like, I got these clients, they're two hot twins, and I'm going to move them from Miami to New York. Lulu and Lala, I think, are their names. Anyhow,
are they artists?
No, they're radio.
Oh, radio.
Chicks. They have a show. So it's those three. And they were basically getting molested by this guy. And so after that, they were like, oh, my God, you're so sweet. Thank you for, you know, helping. And they were all very nice. But at the end of the night after we left, I told B2, I said, why? Because I watch this. If B2 didn't pick up on this, I would have never guessed. I would have thought this is this, you know,
the boyfriend.
I said, how would a girl allow a guy to do that? I mean, he was straight up feeling these girls up, straight up molesting them.
Did these girls sneak in or something to this area and they didn't want to cause commotion because they would get kicked out? Okay.
I doubt it. I mean, they work for iHeart, so I don't think so. I would guess that this guy might have snuck into the area. I don't know who this guy was. He's very obnoxious. But why would and B2 tried to explain this to me. I want to get your opinion. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. She said that it's scary if you're a girl and a guy does that to you. I said, well, wouldn't you just turn around and go, knock it off?
Yes.
A-hole. She said, yeah, but it's scary because guys are so much stronger than women, and you don't know what to do in a situation.
Yeah, you don't
like
know if
that.
It's going to turn into a worse incident if you say
but,
anything.
But I said I understand that if you're in an area where you're not surrounded by 20,000 people, like at this event.
Big. I mean, there's enough people.
And not
help.
Only that, but you work for the company, and that's putting the thing on. So you could. You're not at any risk at all at this place, at least as far as I'm concerned. Maybe I'm not seeing it through a woman's eyes. But why would you allow a guy to basically fondle you against your will? And I didn't pick up on this at all. I would not have known this. It was B2 who identified the situation. I could not understand this. Why you would allow someone to do this?
And did the guy have a pass or not? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
And so we don't know if he was a famous guy, if he was like a morning show guy, or in a band, and maybe
well,
you recognize
know
him.
The guy. No one knew the guy.
Nobody.
I mean,
okay.
Right. I mean,
that's why I thought he was getting away. I thought that was going to be the end of the story. Was he was a famous morning show host, and that's why he was allowed to do this, or in a band, so nobody knew the guy, and he still was being allowed to touch these girls up.
Right, and they didn't say anything.
Right.
They didn't do anything. Why not?
How far was he going for, like, boobs, or was he just kind of caressing their hair? Was it innocent?
Were they all dancing?
Yeah, it was like a party atmosphere, and everybody's getting along. He's just kind of touching them, feeling out the...
No, it was creepy. Once I found out that this guy... Once she pointed it out to me that this guy doesn't know these girls, it was really creepy. It wasn't like a, hey, you know, we're just
like
partying, like, yeah, everyone's. No. And they were just like, I mean, they completely ignored it. They never turned to the guy. They didn't do anything. I could not believe this. Why? Why would you do that? I don't understand it. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. As far as I'm concerned, you're I don't want to say asking for it. Don't get me wrong. If you don't assert yourself, if you don't tell the guy, stop, knock it off, he's only going to continue. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Before you know it, he's going to slip you a digit right under your dress. God. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, because nobody, he doesn't know, he might not even know what he's doing is wrong.
No, as a guy, you start to feel it out, Rover, and if she allows it, you keep going.
I'm not saying obviously it's going to like...
Not rape. Yeah. You're kind of testing the waters.
But you're dancing and seeing, is anything, they're not saying no.
Yeah, so they're okay with it.
Let me take a quick break. We'll get to the shizzy in a moment. We'll take your phone calls, 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up. We'll get to that in a few minutes. I was telling a story how I was at our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, and I was up on what they call the viewing platform, and there were three women there, all dressed nice, good-looking women, very good-looking, in dresses. They all turned out, I didn't know it at the time, but they all turned out to be employees of iHeart. All on the radio, all radio personalities. And this creepy guy, I didn't realize it at first, but this creepy guy was like feeling them up and fondling them while they watched the show. And I thought it was one of the girls' boyfriends. But B2, who, she's so much more aware of things than I am. I'm just oblivious to everything. She picks up on that.
If I saw two people dancing, I wouldn't.
Yeah. She picks up on that. She picks up on other things like, this guy is trying to do that or trying to do that. I go, huh, what? And then you find out. I mean, she's very observant in that manner. I don't get it. But it turns out that this guy didn't know these women, and they were creeped out by this guy. So I went up to them. I go, do you know this guy? And no, we don't know. He's creeping us out. So I said, well, we can have this guy tossed. But they're, we don't want to cause any problems. What's the best way to deal with that? 866-YO-ROVER. I mean, I was just surprised that they allowed that to happen. I'm not a woman. I don't understand what it's like to be a woman. B2 said, well, it's scary in a situation like that. I get it, kind of like if you're cornered.
And you're one-on-one. Exactly. But you're three against one. Just go get a security guard and say.
And there was a security guard literally 2 feet from us.
Just go talk to him. Be like, I don't know this guy, and get him out of here.
Sean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello?
Go.
Yes, go ahead.
Not much. How about you?
Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, well, as you said, they should have done something. Like, in my opinion, they should have slapped him, and, three resounding hard slaps would have told people there, this guy is doing something that he shouldn't be doing, and he should get kicked out. In my opinion, I mean, that's my reaction would be,
Doogie, you're a woman. Sense. I mean, what would you have done in that case, Doogie?
I totally disagree with B2. I could see where that platform is on the stage. I'm only guessing that is a very high profile area to be in. So you don't want to cause a commotion.
And actually, we're in the bottom one, the one closest to the stage, front, very front of it. I mean, Like, you could reach out and touch the performer. You're that close.
Oh, whoa.
Miley Cyrus went up there. Like, it was a very visible, very high-profile area. So I'm guessing they didn't want to cause a problem. However, I think that it's not a scary situation being that visible where you say, don't touch me. That's not cool. Or a girlfriend says, knock it off. If I say to B2, hey, this guy keeps touching me, B2 then says, hey, can you please not do it? Like, you don't let somebody do that. And it's easily go to the guard, say, this guy is bothering us and he's being sexually aggressive. Unless it's somebody that they were afraid of because he was a high, I don't know, was he a very important person?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I don't know who the guy was.
And maybe they
what
knew
if he was. Like, what if they knew who he was and this is like, you know,
the president of a record company or something and they're like,
I don't know.
But even that, you don't let somebody.
It didn't seem like they said that they didn't know him though.
Okay.
You know, this, so I don't, maybe they knew who he was, but they didn't allude
to that.
Well,
after you talked to him, did the guy ever come back?
No, he never came back. Lori, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Well, let me start out by saying we are a very complicated breed. I think Doogie definitely hit the nail on the head when she said, you know, they didn't want to start something. But, I mean, there's a plethora of things that could be going through one female's mind, let alone two or three of them that are grouped together. Sometimes they could be reading vibes off of one another, you know, is this getting a little carried away? Do we want to make a scene? We don't want to be the big, you know, B-I-T-C-H, because then if other people, you know, are looking here, obviously they were in a high-profile area, you know, we don't want to send the message that we're not approachable if other guys are watching. It's pretty complicated when you're a girl, because if you're out and you're looking nice and, you know, you want people to come up to you, do you want to be approached? But if you're shooing one guy away, another guy might say, well, I'm not going to, you know, go up to them, even if they're getting a little obscene. It's just,
well, I mean, I get it. And if you shoo a guy away because he's molesting you, that's one thing. I don't know if that makes you less approachable to the other guys who might just want to talk to you.
Right. No, that's a very good point you bring up. But like I said, we're very complicated. And when you've got one of us to deal with, it's a whole other set of rules. But when there's two or three now, you're probably trying to, you know, pick up off the other one. Well, how much of this are we going to take before it's obscene and not, you know, fun or funny anymore?
Right.
And it could come down to confidence issue, too. You know, I mean, they just might not be confident enough to say, hey, get away. And Doogie, this message is for you because you have a daughter. And I know your daughter is going to be raised confident because I can tell. I listen to you guys every morning. You are one confident mama. You know, just moms, raise your kids to be confident. Just, you know, boys and girls, raise them to be confident. You know, that I have one daughter and, you know, she's pint sized and, you know, people fear this child. When she was in eighth grade, one of her teachers, older woman, was teaching and, you know, the kids in the class were getting out of control. And my daughter, like I said, she's, you know, pint sized. She turned around and she pretty much stood up, told the class, I'm here to learn. I don't know what the rest of you are here for, but, you know, if you're not here to learn, leave. And the teacher,
sounds like no fun, right?
Yeah. And the teacher called me and she said, you know what? She sits right in front of the biggest kid in the class, and the biggest kid in the class just, his eyes got so big. And she said he looked like he was scared to death. But, you know, I mean, just
Bedford Bart did send a text message in. Bedford Bart says, Rover, you're talking to Charlie. He didn't even do anything when his girlfriend was being grabbed and touched by three or four black guys.
I did do something. We left. It's doing something. I got out of the situation instead of escalating it. I mean, I know I wasn't in the wrong. I maybe could have.
But you were sitting in your seats, right? So you were chased out of your seats.
Oh, yeah. It was a free, it was a free concert. I think it was just pick wherever you want to sit. But yeah, it was a free Jay-Z concert. And yeah, they just started sniffing her hair and like pulling on it. And I don't know what to do. So we just left. I didn't sit there and just let it happen. And then not just like, how long did Jay-Z?
How long did it go on for, Charlie?
5 minutes before I thought.
Well, that did happen then. You did let it go on for 5 minutes.
No, I mean, it was getting worse and worse until we left. At first, it was just like, I think that guy just sniffed my girlfriend's hair. I don't know why he would. That's strange. And then when they started actually like pulling on it, I just said, okay, well, I'm going to leave now.
Christina, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, Christina.
Hi. back in the day, this was kind of funny. I was at a bar, and this guy grabbed a whole hunk of my butt. Well, I turned around and I clocked him, and he blasted up against the door and ended up with a concussion. And then we took off.
Oh, wow.
So I think you should.
I mean, look, I don't know if you should turn around and hit a guy. Who knows what his reaction is going to be if you do that. But I just don't think it. And again, I can't put myself in a woman's shoes. I wouldn't just stand there and let it happen like I witnessed, you know. I just.
That's why every group of girls, Rover, needs a fat girl to be the defender, be the goalie of the group.
Almost like the enforcer, like a hockey team has the enforcer.
Exactly. That's why
he never scores any goals. He doesn't do squat. He just beats people up.
Exactly. Yes, you need that fat friend.
James in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I'm just curious, how did people that were near your table, how did they react to this gentleman doing that to the women? Did they feel the same way?
I don't think anyone else noticed it other than B2 and me, because everyone was focused on the performers in front of us. People aren't really paying attention to what's happening on this little platform. So I don't think anyone else really noticed this. And if they would have even seen it, they probably would have been like me. They wouldn't have recognized that this guy didn't know these women and he's just feeling them up. It was B2 who said, she taps me. She goes, this guy doesn't know these girls. And I said, of course he does. Yeah, he's feeling them up.
What creepy guy would do that?
Do
you think there's more creeps out there than we know about?
And the other thing that's weird is that this guy, you know, no homo, as they say. This guy was a good-looking guy. Good-looking guy.
That's why. You didn't tell that part. That's why the girls allowed it. I thought he was like a scumbag. He looked like a homeless guy. I don't understand it. But if he's a good-looking guy, he's going to get away with more because maybe they were kind of attracted to him. Maybe one was. That's how he got away with it.
I don't know. But when I talked to them, they said that they were creeped out by the guy. So, he was a good-looking guy, and I think that, I don't know if that means that they like it. What I think that means is good-looking guys maybe can get away with more stuff, and you also don't expect a good-looking guy is going to be a big creep because you figured this guy could get laid. That's like any time you see like a story where a guy's rich and famous and good-looking and he's accused of rape. He may have done it, but people are like, why would he rape someone? He could have any chick he wants. No, some of these guys are just sick rapists.
Yeah.
Everett, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Everett.
Good morning, Rover. Good morning, everybody. I'm calling because it seems like a lot of people are trying to justify sexually assaulting these girls. What's wrong with Dieter? It don't matter that the guy was good looking.
Wait, whoa.
These girls were uncomfortable. It's called being mortified. Afraid, man. You guys got to respect that. They were scared. That's all I got, man.
Well, this is why it's hard for me to understand, because you're in this area. You could have done something. You know, like I get it if you're in a bar or a club and you're separated from your friends and it's one on one, or you're in an alley, or you're in a car, or you're outside of a place, or and it's just some guy and you. But when you're in a situation like that, I can't think of a safer place, really. Yeah,
there's tons of security, and you're in a VIP area,
and at a company function that your company is throwing on. That's why I just couldn't understand it. Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Yo, Rover, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey. No, just real quick. Well, like just what that guy just said about assault. Now, I got several instances, crazy story. You know, these girls nowadays, man, it's crazy. They're out there, like those girls you walked up to, is that guy bothering you? And they, no, but they're letting the guy grind all up on them and all this stuff, but, you know, and they like it. They want it. They love the attention, and they're out. They're horny, too. I mean, that's just how it is. It's so much more open with women nowadays. And they're out to get, you know, just to go out and get some. They're going out to clubs like this at night.
So you think the girls didn't mind the guy grinding up against them?
Yeah. Well, here's a quick story. I go to a phone party. Buddy calls me up. It's up in Cleveland. There's a phone party. I like to dance, and I'm not the best looking dude in the world. I got a personality. I got a wife now that I definitely outkicked my coverage. She's gorgeous. It's my personality. Trust me. And I can dance.
Uh-huh.
So I'm dancing in this phone. I'm in this phone party. Crazy. Never seen this girl, never met her, didn't have drinks with her, nothing. I just a girl who I can't see. The foam is so thick at this point, I get to dancing with her. And you want to talk about grinding. I'm in my 20s at this time. I'm 43 right now. We're grinding. And when I mean grinding, I mean grinding and touching and feeling. Well, I don't know how to say this. I don't want to get bleeped or kicked off. Her backside. Okay, she had these tight jeans on, and I was able to pull them down just a little bit. True story. And what I did was slide between, never and kind of thing.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Like you're putting a hot dog in a hot dog bun,
right.
Basically.
Exactly. And
uh-huh.
I put mayonnaise on it at the end instead
gross.
Of mustard or ketchup.
Oh, you put mayonnaise on.
What's a foam party? And all this matches together, right?
Right.
She wanted it. I mean, that was. I mean, she was out for one thing. I mean, that turned her on. She was. That's obviously what she was out there for. That's why she came out. I mean, and to me, that's confidence. That's. I mean, a guy's a stud if he goes out. You know, and he knocks off two women in one night or two in one weekend.
Uh-huh,
why not a girl uh-huh. anymore?
But that seems like the girls were like this girl was into it, according to you. But these girls that I saw, I don't know if they were into it, or at least they claimed afterwards not to be. But you're telling me they really were. But then they were almost like when I asked them, "Is that guy bothering you?" They had to say yes because it was almost like they were being slut shamed or something. Mm-hmm. If they said, "Oh no, he was fine. We don't know that guy, but he can grind up against me and cop a feel."
Exactly, that's my point. Exactly. Of course, they're gonna, you know, take the moral high road and say, and you know, no, I didn't let. It's grossing me out, but you're letting the guy do it. Like, come on, are you serious? Like, come on! Why are you letting him do it? I went up to women. Many
now you
times.
Couldn't see this girl at the foam party. Are you sure it actually was a woman?
No,
it wasn't a man.
My buddies say that all the time. I said I actually got her name, and her name was Vicky. He's like, "Man, I seen a big girl there. Are you sure her name wasn't Vicky?" I'm like, "Oh man, are you sure it wasn't a dude?" I'm like, "No, it was a girl because I was all over the front side, dude." Trust me. But still,
it is it Victor? Yeah. You call me Vicky for short.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I don't know. It's hard for us guys. It's hard for me to, put myself in a woman's shoes. Do we have more stories from our iHeartRadio Music Festival?
The Daytime Village was fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Where were you? I didn't see you a lot at the Daytime Village. Remember we parked next to the Daytime? We parked next to all the big radio shows have like these cabana things. I don't even know what you'd call them. Almost like apartments.
Yeah. And we have to like bring our own cabana. Yeah. Like a rolling in cabana, basically.
Again, they gave us this all access. I'm in there in Breakfast Club's area again. And it has a certain smell in it, Dougie, a very certain
pungent odor.
Yes, very
almost
sticky,
like
icky.
A skunky odor. Right,
so we're hanging in there.
Well, hold on, hold this story. We can finish this when we come back. I have to take a quick break. We are live in Flagstaff, Arizona, of all
That's
places.
Right.
Yeah, on our way back home, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is our tour bus that we have converted into a mobile studio. You can watch or listen live. Obviously, you're listening either on the radio or whatever. But if you want to watch RMG TV, or either on the website or with the Rover Radio app or Apple TV app. Rolling Glory 1 is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. The next time you take a trip, stop by one and fill up with gas, get something to drink. They have, they're obviously, I'm new to the world of trucking. I didn't know this. Look, you
trucker
go there.
Would say, hey, we're going to stop at a TA Petro and get some go-go juice, get some groceries down my neck.
What?
Okay.
Do truckers say go-go juice?
I don't think so. No,
I got that
no
line. The
that.
Reason why I got that line from Smoking the Bandit is because Jerry Reed used it. When he said go-go juice, he meant he was going to get some gas for the truck.
It's confusing because you also call coffee go-go juice sometimes.
Well, it's my go-go juice. I'm talking about when I say go-go juice.
Are you drinking gasoline?
No, I'm not drinking gasoline.
Are you putting coffee in your car?
No.
Something's wrong.
Well, you guys are all confused. I mean, okay, Jerry Reed uses go-go
got
juice
it.
In
I
reference
understand.
To gas for a
so,
truck.
So, anyhow,
coffee's
they
my
have,
go-go juice. So.
Whether you don't have to be a trucker to stop at one of these places. In fact, probably most people aren't. But there's Jeffrey.
Just go-go juice.
Can't
my God.
Just can't turn his microphone off. He can't. He
can't wait 30
we're,
seconds.
We're going to break in 30 seconds. He knows it. I've said we're going to break.
Well, you mentioned it, so he's got
to
put it
in his and now he has to drink his coffee and move his microphone all around and manhandle it.
Bring it back down so you can talk. Okay.
That was worth it? That one sip? Yeah.
That one little
he
sip.
He couldn't wait 30 yeah. seconds.
I wanted to see if I could be able to get the cup. No, not to touch the microphone.
You can't do it.
I got a little shaky, so sorry about that.
Anyhow, they have showers. They have
massage chairs.
Also, massage
arcades.
Chairs. Everything. Yeah. Everything there at TA's and Petro's. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover said living on a bus could be the worst decision he's ever made.
Wait, hold on. He lived with Douchey for how long?
Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
Turn my mic off before I come.
We saw this.
Jeffrey's rubbing off on me. Just I do it opposite. Before I cough, I turn my mic on. And anyhow, what were you saying, Charlie?
No, we saw this band.
Bleachers?
Yeah, they were great.
They're really
who's
good.
This? What?
Bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
They play at the Daytime Village.
So what were you saying about the Daytime Village, Charlie?
It was so much fun. I don't know what you guys were able to see or anything, but it was so, so much fun there. So again, we had these all access passes, and you could just walk wherever you want. We could have walked out on stage again.
Yep.
We were in line to go meet Migos. Like, there was a meet and greet.
Yeah.
And we were in line for it, and I don't think they ever showed up to the meet and greet. So we're in line, waiting. And I think, Douchey, were you there?
Yes.
And then she bailed and said, I'm not going to meet him.
Yeah, Douchey doesn't just seem like she would be in line. Doesn't seem like she'd really care about meeting Migos.
Oh, they were, well... So we're in line for waiting for him, and we they start to become apparent after like 45 minutes these guys aren't showing up, and so then we get out of line from the meet and greet,
yeah,
and we end up and we're in all the artist trailers. We're just standing next to him, and we're like, oh my God, there's French Montana's trailer. And he had already performed like 2 hours beforehand, and you could see the door was open, and he was gone. And the place was a disaster in there. You just looked in there. So next thing you know, we're in French Montana's trailer.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, well, you know, seeing if there's any free booze or anything. Nothing was left. It was just destroyed, just trash everywhere. It was awesome. I think all we got from his trailer was some fruit roll-ups.
Uh-huh.
That's all. So we were eating French Montana's fruit roll-ups. That was fun. And that was it. Then we were like, hanging in the trailer and charging our phones and stuff. It was so much fun.
Charlie told me that he had the best night of his life Saturday night.
Had so much fun.
All day,
right? Because I woke up the night before. I was out till 5:30 in the morning. I was at the House of Blues Foundation Room, which is a place I should never be at.
Uh-huh.
And I end up there. So I think I got back at 5:30. And then Douchey sent us a text and said, you guys need to get to the Village by 10. I was like, I'd planned on
10?
10 or 11. I was like, oh, I had planned on sleeping all day. So I'm not feeling too hot when I wake up and we go to the Village. And then Douchey, I was like, I'm not going to drink today until later. I'm going to keep it together.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, Douchey just hands me a bunch of beers that she bought.
Really? That doesn't sound like Douchey. The fun police.
Yeah, I know. I think she was making up for the weed that she threw away or something. And then it was just on for the rest of the day. Just constant fun. It was so awesome. Especially being able to walk around. It was so good.
Jeffrey, you had a good time?
Oh, I had a great time. It was a good time.
When
it's
he
like
showed
seeing
up.
All the artists before, I'm like,
well, what do you mean?
No, we're all
what
there.
Time did you show up?
Oh, yeah, he was there. What time did you arrive, you and Dieter, Jeffrey? What time did you get to the village?
We got there like, I forgot.
Like 2? Nobody told us 10 a.m.
Yeah,
they just said, go to the bus.
We got there about 2 a.m. and, not 2 a.m., like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
No one told Dieter what time to be there? Do you guys believe that?
Check your text, check your emails. Nobody ever said 10. Check.
Uh-huh.
I never once got it. This
in
is
writing?
News to me.
No one told you?
Not one single person, Rover.
10. I know that for a fact.
It wasn't 10.
Wasn't
maybe it was
10.
11. I don't know.
No, or even 11. Nobody even said what time we had to be there. I think B2 texted me at noon saying, we're going to the bus now. So I go, okay. There was nothing that said we had to go there. So when we got there at 2, the bus was locked. We couldn't even get in anyway. So we were just like, all right, let's just hang out.
Yeah, and then we hung out. We watched a lot of the acts there. So we went up into one of those cabana things that they have for the artists. You know, we were on the top level and everything,
uh-huh.
Watching the stage. I got some good pictures.
And you were in the Breakfast Clubs.
I was in the Breakfast Clubs. I was in Elvis Duran's trailer thing. It was so much fun. Like, again, I'm jortsing it up, fanny pack. I look like such a scumbag. People kept trying to kick me out of places too. Like, everywhere I was at, even that VIP party, like, they didn't think I would belong there.
Yeah.
Like, the security
so
guards
try to kick you out.
Kept putting their hand up, like, no. And I show them my all-access badge, and they go, oh, I'm sorry, sir, I didn't realize. Oh, right this way. Because I look like such a pile of dirt. So, then for Migos, we saw the crowd was really big, so we're like, well, we won't be able to get a good view with them. Walked right in front of the stage where the security guards stand. To like block the crowd surfers, you know what I mean? Like, we're right, I can touch them. And that's where we watched Migos the whole time. It was such a good day.
Wow. Sounds like everyone, Jeffrey, you
I had a great, I had. A, I mean, I'm seeing artists that, you know, I'm now familiarizing myself with today's music because everyone says I'm kind of stuck in the 80s. So,
right.
But it was a great time.
What'd you think of Migos?
They were good. I mean, everybody I saw at the village was good. You know, they got the crowd going and, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Who didn't show up? Mariah Carey was supposed to perform.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't show up.
Is that what it was?
We got some sort of secret.
There was a secret performance by Mariah Carey.
She was going to come out with DJ Khaled at the end or something.
Yep. And didn't show. I don't know what happened, what the story is behind that. But
she's known for coming late or not showing, though.
They were saying, I heard Bob Pittman, the CEO of iHeart, say that Mariah Carey nadsed him. in reference to our phone screener, no calling, no showing. So I don't know what happened with that exactly,
but Demi Lovato took her place, I guess.
No, she looked good.
She looked hot.
She was actually. Good,
You know who? All right, let me tell you who was. First of all, Kesha. God bless you, sis. I love you. But go back to doing coke and drinking booze because you were a lot more fun back then. Before you got into all this Prey song and all this,
I was excited to see Kesha. Like, probably one of the top people I want to see because she's just a party girl.
Yeah, let's party. Let's do it. Let's throw some glitter around, drink some booze.
Like
and
ballads or something. They're all real slow, like R&B songs instead of the brushing her teeth with Jack Daniels. Like, that's what I wanted to see.
Right.
It was very depressing. Her show was very dark. I'm like, oh, wow.
Pink was really good.
Pink was great because she did that trapeze in one of her songs. It was just flying around the arena. It was really cool,
actually, seeing. I'm not impressed by a lot of stuff, but I left that. We walked out after that. You guys were walking with me. And I told Snips, I go, I'm not impressed by much, but that was impressive.
It was.
Like flying around on those wires.
Just two wires. That takes balls. And at one point, they brought her to the ceiling, and then she did a dive. Straight to the floor and stop right before she hit the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, that could go wrong and you're dead.
It was really sweet.
Because she was almost like Superman flying around, and then she'd get in front of an area and she'd kind of be like singing to that certain section or whatever, but she's just floating there.
Yeah.
And then they brought her up and she just looked like aliens were taking her. It was awesome.
Was really cool.
Rover came up
and
with the idea.
The difference, what's that?
You were saying, you said, how would you like to try that at Rover Festival when you're
Yeah,
like,
I thought
wow.
maybe we could get those wires for Jeffrey and put him in a harness.
Oh, Stink.
Fly him over. Yeah, we can't afford Pink, so we have Stink flying over.
The Finkle flakes just dropping from the ceiling.
Farting on everybody. Think about that.
Death
but,
from above.
Well, anyways, all the performers there in the 2 days that we got to attend this were great.
But what a difference between last year. Britney Spears opened up the show, didn't sing a note. I mean, the whole thing, lip sync. And both nights, like Pink and Kesha, I wasn't super into Kesha's stuff, but the difference in the performance was night and day. I mean, these women were singing, and it was...
They raised the bar for a live performance.
That was good. So how'd you, Vegas treated you all right, Jeffrey?
Vegas was,
you survived?
I survived Vegas. You know, I had a good time. I minded my P's and Q's. And, you know, the only thing I didn't get a chance to do was to get backstage, you know, to, you know, at least I wanted to meet Pink, but I figured if I try to meet Pink and get a picture with her, I'll be pushed away by her bodyguards and whatnot. I goes, who is this tard? With an Alexis pass.
That's what you thought they were going to say?
Hey, I was just making that assumption, you know? I just didn't want to make a scene.
You had an all-access pass. You could do whatever you want.
So, but
yeah, the company hooked us up, right?
Oh, it was
yeah.
Much fun.
The company hooks us up with that. Yeah, I had a couple people within the company tell me, you really get crapped on, Rover. I go, I know. I'm like the redheaded stepchild of
media. I didn't feel that way at all. I mean, I guess with that, we never made it to that. I think I did end up making it into the Breakfast Club's VIP. What was it? The table. I didn't make it to that table.
Oh, that I don't care about.
Yeah. No, I had full range of the entire place. I couldn't have had a better
time.
No,
I'm not. Yeah, I wasn't talking about that. I was just talking about in general. Oh. Not at the event. Outside the event, yeah. You get crapped on, Rover. Why don't you have this, 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 and this that so-and-so has? I go, I don't know. You tell me.
You know, one of the things I wish we could do, Rover, is after seeing, like, we had never been there. Now that we've all been there, to see how amazing and how much fun it is, I wish, and again, I think I kind of see where you're going with your black sheep. I wish they would give you tickets or things that we could do for listeners to get them out there. I get the whole company does it, but I wish we were included in things that we could do for listeners, because I think that was
Well, I don't know.
Amazing.
All these things that these shows had, those are like little three-story condos.
Mm-hmm.
You think that those are winners? No, those are people that paid to get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd feel weird sitting there knowing like somebody paid $250 to sit with me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a photo of it on RMG TV. They are pretty sweet. They're air conditioned. They're nice. A great vantage point.
Yeah, we were on the very top.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But $250 to get in there.
You do and get then, free beer with that, though. It
no.
Took me a while.
Yeah.
There's
a bar back there.
It took me a while to realize it because I kept buying it.
Oh, because I asked the guy, Woody, who's a morning guy, and I said, so people pay? I go, I heard people pay. I go, one of the guys that works for MGM told me people pay to get into those, but it's just winners, right? He goes, no, they pay $250 to get in. I go, well, what comes with that? I go, you get free beer? He goes, no, not even free beer.
Oh, no. You go to that back bar, you walk up, whatever you want.
No,
right
waitress
there.
Came in.
Yeah,
I came
waitress
in, I took our order.
Oh, no, I walked right up to it.
Oh,
right.
I didn't know that. I would have been hanging
hours
out there then with you guys.
It took us hours to realize this, and then once we realized it, then it was on.
Then it was,
yeah, then we didn't leave that area for a while. I'm excited to go. Like, Vegas, I don't know how you lived there. I need to go home. Like, I need to... there was so much. It's just constantly,
sensory overload?
Yeah, it's just like... We're over by Caesar's Palace, and it was just nonstop. Hobos demanding money, people yelling at us, just constant like music and just lights. And I need to go to like a normal civilization because it doesn't even seem real out there. I just need to not be around that.
Well, it's weird because I was telling B2 as we were walking through one of the hotels, I said, imagine if you transported this hotel out of Las Vegas to anywhere else, like Aria where we were or whatever. It would be like the world's greatest hotel. But in Vegas, it's just, it's another... It's nice. It's just another hotel.
I just got used to that. Like I need to not be around just all the slot machines and everything. Jeffrey,
I won $1,500.
You did?
I did.
On a slot machine?
Nope. I was playing blackjack. I won $1,500.
When did you
gamble? So I'm excited. I'm like, great. Yesterday when I woke up. And B2 is very disappointed. because she doesn't look at it as me being up $1,500. I was up $4,000 at one point.
Nice.
And she's like, let's go. You doubled your money. We should go. And I go, I'm on a hot streak. I'm on a hot streak. But then she said that, and then it kind of threw me off. Like, it was a total buzzkill. It was a bummer. And like, I don't know if your mental, like if your brain waves can change those cards somehow, but it put me in a negative space. and I was battling. I had to battle. I got back down to break even. And then I had to win $1,500 back. $1,500. I go, all right, let's get out of here. Oh.
You weren't the only one on a hot streak. Mr. LaRoque sat down at the craps table. I don't know if, did you give him money to gamble?
I did. I haven't gotten my bankroll back that I gave him.
No, he's keeping that.
Yeah.
He won, I think, $5 at craps because Doogie's teaching him, and I don't think she understood. She claimed to understand craps. I'm starting to question that. I don't think she understands how to play. Because I said, like, what's the pass line? She goes, oh, I don't know.
I don't know what the pass line is. You do have to bet on it. I don't know what it means, what the definition of it is, but you
put But I believe the pass line is that you will roll out the number that, you know, when someone rolls, and then they have to roll that again for everyone to be paid. That's the pass line. If it's rolled again before you crap out with whatever those numbers are. I don't know what that is. But
so Jeffrey won like $5 there, and then he wanted to quit. He was up five.
He's done.
So then we went over to roulette. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was just so amazing. Jeffrey picked every number right. I'm going to say six times in a row.
It's like Rain Man.
Nonstop.
Stop it.
Doogie's losing. Her pile of chips is just getting smaller, just shrinking. And Jeffrey's just growing, and I couldn't believe it. And then he also just quit. He was in the middle of the hot streak. He never went down once, and he just quit. He goes, I'm out.
When he picked numbers in roulette, was he betting on like one number, or was he placing it on a four square, like in the middle of four
one
numbers?
One. No. Yeah. One number.
No, stop.
Well, not one single number. He'd do a couple numbers. But
it was a $10 board.
Yeah, he'd put 10 down.
Yeah. So it would be like
six
one.
Times in a row, he got it.
Yeah, one per number. So he every time. So if he would have put corners and stuff like that, he would have won a lot.
See, I didn't know what to do.
Why would he win a lot if he put corners down? That pays less.
No. If he would have surrounded it. So say he put it on 17 and then he would have put it, surrounded it in addition, he would have won all of that. But he was spreading them all around. So just one chip per. He still won every single number.
I don't think she knows how to play.
Yes, I do.
Why would surround it? If he put his chips on 17 and 17 hit, that's the most you can get. What do you
Correct.
Mean surround it?
Yeah.
But then if you put it in a corner, you get that as well. And then if it lands on the number that's not yours, you still get money.
Doogie made the dumbest bet I've ever seen in my life. And maybe I'm wrong because I don't really gamble. All right. But she puts money on, let's just say 7. All right. Yeah. And then across from that is 12. All right. So she has a chip on 7. She has a chip on 12. Then she put one in between them.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Because
you already have 7 and 12 covered, you dumbass.
Exactly. I kept saying that. She's like, no, you'll win more. And I was like, oh, maybe I don't understand the bets. But it seems to me that you are on 7, so you're going to win the maximum from that.
Right.
Or if you hit 12, then you're going to win the maximum from that. What's the in-between one? What would that would do nothing.
It was so funny. Her table was covered with her chips and then like a couple chips from Jeffrey, and Jeffrey won every time.
He did.
Her
every
table
time.
Was covered with her chips.
Every time.
And then how much did you walk away with, Jeffrey?
A total of $125.
Whoa. Wow.
Now,
here's a photo of him. Look, fanning out his money, Mr. Moneybags. Look at this guy.
But you don't walk away if you don't lose. Like, you're riding the hot streak. You keep riding it until you lose at least once.
This is the first time I actually won something in a casino. And the idea was I just wasn't ready to really press my luck.
So I'll get that $50 back that I bankrolled. That's what paid. For
oh,
you to,
no. You owe me 10. I need my 10 back then if you're going to pay Rover back.
Jeffrey lost.
What are you doing?
Did you gamble again?
Jesus,
no,
Jeffrey.
Dude, you still owe me 100 for that time. You lost me in that foot race. So.
All right, so she only owes you 90 now then. All right.
Whatever. Jeffrey lost some money on the street though, Rover.
What happened, Jeffrey? Uh-oh.
I'm telling the story this time. What happened was this black guy who was like has these CDs. Actually, I have a copy of it in my backpack. So
there we go.
Yeah. So this
really
I got taken.
Right.
Well, I got taken the way Charlie got taken. You know, there's a guy in the street and he hands me the CD. And I was like, yo, can I get this?
How about hold on? Dieter, why don't you explain it? Just I'll let you finish the story. Dieter, why don't you just start the story?
So we're walking to Fatburger, because there's a whole plan. You know the Ice Cube song, 2 in the morning, got the Fatburger. We never had it before, so we're like, let's go to Fatburger. We're walking there.
It's excellent, by the way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Fatburger is better than In-N-Out.
Oh, I disagree.
With the relish they put on the Fatburger?
It's huge. A huge burger, but it's more pricey. You know, In-N-Out Burger is like, what, $4 or $5?
Yeah, it was actually really inexpensive.
This is $10 for just a burger.
In-N-Out's not that inexpensive. Really.
It really is. We're over for here. $4 for a burger is like unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to McDonald's?
Oh, no, no.
If you're going to get a quarter pounder, that's going to be $4.
Is it really?
Yeah, we went there yesterday.
Yeah.
$4?
I'd say it's probably about that, yeah.
So we're walking to Fatburger. And all of a sudden, a couple black guys walk up to us, and I just say, you know, no thanks. Anybody comes up to me on the street, I say, no thanks.
Right.
I keep going to Fatburger. Well, then I see Jeffrey. I look back. I'm like, come on, Jeffrey. And I see Jeffrey talking to this black guy. You know, Jeffrey loves to talk to any black person.
Yeah, loves
he
it.
Loves it. He went to high school with black people. So I just go in the Fatburger. I'm like, come on, Jeffrey, let's go. I'm going to order. Jeffrey's talking to the guy. He finally comes in the Fatburger. I go, what the hell took you so long, man? He's like, I got a CD from the guy. And it's signed by him. I'm like, okay, did he give me that for free? He's like, I paid
$20. Oh, what?
$20 for a guy nobody ever heard of. It was a blank CD rollover.
Oh, my God.
Blank CD you can buy, you know, a 20-pack from Best Buy.
Right, like a CDR, yeah.
We don't even know what's on it. He signs it by his name, and it's a no-name guy called, like, what's his name? T-Tank or T-Tar or something. I don't know. But Jeffrey goes, here's $20. He gave the guy, and he's watching every dollar.
Oh,
every dollar he
God.
Has, he's watching it on this trip, and then he drops 20 to him.
Didn't know who bought the Fatburger.
Well, I bought my Fatburger.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
I was so mad at him. I go, Jeffrey, why'd you give him $20? He goes, well, if you go to a record store, it costs $15 for a CD, so I figured I might as well pay 20. And he goes, you got to take a shot on these guys. They might make it big.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, unfortunately, I got to say, I just like the way Charlie got taken sometimes.
Quit throwing me in.
He didn't get taken.
Because it happened to you, Charlie.
No, you actually did it. I was not swindled.
Charlie just wasted time. You wasted money.
Yeah.
Well,
I got swindled.
Yeah, we just talked about this, a couple days ago?
Right.
The guys come up to you on the street. You can't engage them. Just go right past them. No thanks. Go.
Right.
And well, $20. I'm going to take.
I mean, $20. That's unbelievable.
Well, did he say how much you want to pay? Did he ask for
$20? No, he goes, oh, man, can I get a donation? Didn't give a specific dollar amount.
So why don't you give $1? I go, why not give $1 or $5, Jeffrey? Did you have it?
Jeffrey goes,
I had it. But he goes, when I opened my wallet, the guy saw the 20, so I figured I better give him a 20.
Oh, look, we got to listen to the CD.
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
I have the CD in my backpack.
Well, bust it out. Let's get this on the air. This could be the next big thing. He could be playing. T-Tard could be playing at the iHeart Music Festival next year. All right. If you listen to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or the Rover Radio Apple TV app. For everyone else at all our other stations, we will be right back in just a few minutes. We'll do our last shizzy of the morning, a supersized shizzy because we skipped it last hour, the news. Right after this on Rover's Morning Glory, hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. No shoes, no s***s, no service. Cell phone service, that is. Life on the road with Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
There was a shooting that happened in Nashville yesterday. We haven't been able to talk about that, so I'll give you the details regarding that story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment. Here is the CD that Jeffrey purchased on the street for $20. It is Playboy Vic. Cushprint 2.
Okay, 2.
Cushprint 2. Goldmine Worldwide presents this. And Playboy Vic is, he did sign this CD. It is a CDR, a blue CDR with a little, not even a Sharpie, just like some sort of pen. He signed the, I will say that, NBC News just, emailed me. They want to do an interview with Jeffrey.
Really?
Yeah. He's the only person in the past 5 years to buy a CD.
Unheard.
Well, no, just period. When was the last time someone bought a compact disc?
I don't know. I go, Jeffrey, how you gonna listen to this? He's like, oh, my car's a CD player.
We did dump this in. So the story is this guy just approached you on the street, and, yeah, and Jeffrey ends up paying him $20 for a CD for this no-name guy.
Within 30 seconds, oh, yeah, I'll help you out. Here's $20. I mean, he's the only – I mean, Jeffrey said he spotted a sucker coming up.
He probably, oh, yeah. Yeah, he probably saw him. He probably spotted, you know – you know, like, hey, here's a couple of white boys I could try to sucker. And
I go right past him. All you had to do is say no thanks, and the guy goes to the next person. Yeah. He wasn't pushy. And I go, Jeffrey, he asked for a donation. Why not a dollar? Why not five? Jeffrey had all these singles and fives in his wallet.
How much did you give to the worst Michael Jackson impersonator in the world?
A dollar.
So you gave $21 to homeless people out on the street, which is more than you spent on your own meals all this
week. Oh, yeah, right.
Funny. Right. I paid $18. I paid $18.15 at the Fatburger.
No.
How? It's expensive, bro. Oh, yeah. Those things are expensive. For a burger alone's 10. You get the fries, which was, what, 4? And then a drink is 4? He's probably right on.
I guess, is this the one right there on the strip?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe that's a little bit more expensive. I mean, Fatburger isn't normally that expensive, huh?
Yeah, it was like a Fatburger / Fatburger bar.
Did you think it was? It's better than In-N-Out, right? Way better, way better.
I thought In-N-Out was pretty good. That's the first. I mean, for the first time, I've tried both burger places to make the comparison. I thought both places were pretty spot on.
I think Fat was better. It was just bigger,
meatier.
So I agree.
Kind of like Playboy Vic, bigger, meatier.
Kush Point 2, or Part 2, whatever.
Kush Print 2.
Print 2.
I don't know. This...
CD, Robert.
Like the old school. I like Kush Print 1, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Any hits you remember from the first one?
Well, there is no track listing, because when I ripped in the CD into our system, I was going to put the track listing. But there's no track listing on this at all. It's just in a plastic sleeve that's all bent up
because I had it in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I have to edit it.
How long was it before the first f-bomb or p-bomb or something like
it
that?
It was actually a little while. It was only 25 seconds before the first one.
Okay,
and I've edited it up to a minute 20, so that's as much as you can listen to.
All right, let's hear a little bit of Playboy Vic, the $20 CD.
You know I still get to the go. You know I still get it for the low. You know I still push print the pearl at the toe. You know I'm still getting at your whole boy. You know I still game might change, but it don't change the clear. Still on point, sharper than the still sipping Clico, smoking different flavors, but you still want the D like a party favor.
Ooh.
I
gotta get
my cake up. It's the bottom why they say you stay up. Still independent, moving like a major. Into the paper, bitch, I'm going way up. Can't stand a nigga or a broke bitch. Need another nigga, that's some whole shit. Got some new kush and it's some more. I ain't selling this, bitch, you smoking. You
know
I still get to the dough. You know I still get it for the low. You know I still.
All right, so that's Kush Print 2 there.
Money well spent, Jeffrey?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it's a song about smoking weed.
I'm not really into rap, so can you tell me on a scale of 1 to 10? I mean, to me, it all sounds the same. I mean, that sounds as good as those guys that closed out the show on Saturday night.
No, you're out of your mind.
Did Big Sean and Chance the Rapper? No. We got to see Chance the Rapper?
You know how awesome that
French
was?
French Montana?
Yeah.
This guy sounds like French Montana to me.
No. Well, French wasn't really singing. His mic wasn't working.
Yeah.
He would just sing like two words from the chorus.
Yeah. Playboy, what's this guy's name?
Playboy Vic.
Playboy Vic. So on a put him on a scale of 1 to 10. So Chance the Rapper.
It was awesome.
Is he a 10?
Yeah, I'd say Chance is a 10.
Okay. So where is Playboy Vic on a scale?
Well, see, rap is weird now because you have people that are really great like Kendrick or Chance, which are awesome. They're just really great artists. But then you have these other artists like Ugly God or 21 Savage or Lil Uzi Vert that are so terrible. They're worse than Playboy Vic.
Really?
But they're huge, and I don't understand what it is. Like, 21 Savage is the worst musical artist that's ever been ever out. Have you ever heard?
I have not. Can you pull some of that up for me?
Actually, Ugly God might be the worst. Ugly God might be the worst musical artist, but he's popular, and it just doesn't make sense to me. So he's right in this area of where Playboy Vic could be a huge star. I mean, they're kind of crappy lyrics. But
he just has to get this $20 CD in the hands of the right people.
Yeah,
which was Jeffrey.
Don't you think that he usually just gives it out for free, just so anybody will listen to him?
It seemed like he was. He was just handing it on the street. Hey, listen to my CD. Then he goes, hey, how about a donation if you take it? Most people say no, or maybe give him 50 cents.
Yeah.
$20, I guarantee, is the most he's ever got in his whole rap career.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Pull up some Ugly God for me in a moment, Charlie. Corey, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Corey.
Peter, yo. Hey, I just thought of this one. You guys just left and got back. But why didn't you take Jeffrey's stained underpants out to Vegas and take them to Pawn Stars and see if you get them valued?
Oh, damn it.
Why didn't you tell us? I mean, we're on our way home now. This is too late. We could have set that up in advance.
I know. I just thought of that. And
what do you think evaluation on Jeffrey's soiled, framed underpants are, the ones that he wore for 30 days?
Yeah, and to you guys, that's your most prized possession, and you want to sell it.
You ready for some Ugly God?
Sure.
Okay, this is his famous song called Water.
Okay.
Thanks, Ugly God. Thanks,
I just want you to drink like water. I splash on your butt with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage. I pull up your poop and your daughter. I drip in your drink like water. I splash on your butt with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage.
Here we go, kick shot.
I pull up your poop and your daughter. Water, yeah, water, yeah, water, huh? Water, okay, water, what? Water, drip, water, splash, water. I drip on your, dripping like water, drip. I splash on your butt with the water.
That's the whole song. Water, it really doesn't change from that.
Is it rhyming at all? It's just saying water.
All my people that keep away like my cell phone. Women on me, dark skins and the red bones.
Now is he? Are they bleeping out? Is this a radio edit? Are they bleeping? Yeah, he's something on your face like
I
water.
I think F in your bitch like water, which doesn't make any sense. From what I can tell, I'm trying to like, I don't know why that effing a bitch would be like water, but yeah, this is basically it.
Tell her I'm a I am strapped up like a scrap.
Yeah, I would say that Playboy Vic is no worse than this guy.
No, I'd say, yeah, Playboy
maybe
Vic,
even better.
Yeah, because he's actually like has some rhymes and some raps. This guy's just saying the word water.
All right.
The main element of rap music was always the words rhyming because basically it's poetry set to music. That's what I always thought of it as.
Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, what's up, man? A shout out to my homeboy Sean. Hey man, that's good, man. I definitely say 10.
10?
10 on that T?
Is a 10. Playboy Vic is a 10, according to Bill. All right, thank you, Bill.
The quality was so low, though.
Playboy Vic, someone I did as you tweet us. If you put @RoverRadio in your tweet, you can also text us. It all comes into the studio here in real time. I did see that Tony tweeted Playboy Vic that we were about to play him live on the air. And so I do see that Playboy Vic has 405 followers on Twitter. And Kush Print is here, he says.
This says he's from St. Louis.
No, you could find him in front of Fatburger if anybody wants to get an autographed CD today.
No, it says Las Vegas on his also to you. Here's Playboy Vic's Twitter. He's This is Las Vegas. Wait, hold on. Yeah, wait a second. Let me.
That's the guy. Can you click
is this
on that?
The guy?
Yeah, can you click on it?
Let me see here.
Hang on. St. Louis in there. That's weird.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Is that the same?
Is that not the same guy? Wait a second. Wouldn't it be great if Jeffrey bought a CD of a guy that no one's ever heard of, and he was scammed by the, like, it was just an imposter. It's a Playboy Vic imposter. Yeah.
Is that possible? Was that the guy, Jeffrey, in that?
That's the guy. He just, on the street, he had a hat on.
Right. Yeah, this is different. This is a different, this is the one from Vegas. It's a different Twitter.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah, Coach Prince, too. You own that. Cool.
It actually looks like Kush Print Squared because up there. Like, so it might be pronounced Kush Print Squared. So that's the guy.
Mine worldwide. It's right there. And then there's all his contact information.
All the apparel that you can get there.
So. That's the guy for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Because all his contact information is on the little cardboard card in a CD. Should I book it for Roverfest?
So you just bought Kush Print 2, which you can get on iTunes. Kush Print 2 was released May 19th, so you're right on the cutting edge. I mean,
yeah, it's
just
right up there.
6 months after its release date. And if I buy the album on iTunes, let's see, here it is. I could actually buy on iTunes for $8.99.
That's it? You paid what, almost triple?
Hey, look, lesson learned. I learned the hard way. So, guys, got to cut me a little slack on that one.
So, that is, I think you listened to track one, I Still.
Yeah, yeah.
They have other tracks, Mount Rushmore, PAC. Yit, I don't know if that's Pac, like Tupac or Pac.
Oh, yeah, no, he's like Pac.
Pac Yit?
Yeah.
Okay. Get Blowed is a track. In the Morning, I Like, Bitch Made, Go For It, Victory, and track 10, Kush Print Flow.
Which one do you think is going to be the best, Jeffrey?
I have no clue.
Are you going to let your kids listen?
I haven't listened to rap music. You know, I try to listen to a little everything, but I haven't listened to the recent stuff, only when you guys play clips of the songs. So,
hey, you know what? I give the guy credit for going out there and he wants to make it, I guess, as a musician.
He put it in
rapper.
The right hands of Jeffrey.
Look what he did, in a way, almost. Like, that shows you that you can stumble into.
He should have paid Jeffrey to, like, get this on the air. Instead, Jeffrey paid him.
Yeah. $20.
Yeah, and I would have gotten arrested for, or fired for payola.
What?
Where an artist would pay a radio station to get their music on the air prior to 1960, that's when they decided, hey, we need to get program directors in and all that crap.
So, Rover, real quick,
gotcha.
With the iHeart Festival, the closing act we talked about briefly, and I know that you saw DJ Khaled at the Miami pool party, and you're not the biggest fan of his.
No.
I mean, I see where you're going with. He doesn't do anything. He just hypes up the crowd. And that's exactly what he did. But it was awesome, if that makes sense. He didn't sing. He doesn't do anything. But the people loved him Saturday night. It was crazy.
He says sing along.
Yeah.
Wave your hands. And he just says, like, another one. Right. But people love it. He does hype the crowd, Rover.
Yep.
I mean, I could have gone out there.
No,
and done the game.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But he brings people together on these songs, which other people can't do.
And he likes
You got Justin Bieber, Chance.
When he keeps saying another one, he was saying hit after hit after hit.
Maybe. I don't know any of those songs.
Get out of here.
Maybe two of them. Not everyone,
Everyone was a major hit.
Yeah.
He had so many hits. That one I know, but.
This one I'm playing right now. Oh, do you not have it up? This is huge. This is right behind Despacito.
Crowd went crazy.
Yeah, I've heard this before. What is this called?
I'm the one.
By who? It's by him.
By DJ Khaled, but he doesn't do anything. You got Lil Wayne, Chance the Rapper, Quavo, and Justin Bieber.
It's Quavo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I say it.
And the other performer that was crazy awesome, and I know none of his music, but the crowd was so into it, was Big Sean. Holy crap.
Big Sean was good.
Oh, my God.
Didn't know one Big Sean song.
Oh, come on.
I didn't either.
You didn't know any of those?
No.
Not one. I turned to B2. I go, you know this? She goes, you don't know something F or whatever.
I don't want
to
F with you.
F something
yeah.
or other.
Yeah,
that's
a huge hit.
I go, I've never heard this ever in my entire life. No.
Make that booty bounce. That Hammer Time song. Yeah. That's a huge hit.
It just goes ass.
You never heard drop that. It like a mother.
I've never heard that. No.
We even have a parody song of it.
Ass. You know that one.
I probably didn't know when you made the parody song. Some of the parody songs that are made, I don't know what
don't?
They are.
Listen.
I would say about 5% of those parody songs, I have no idea what the original song was.
He's crabbing his undies. His skin marks are just so long. He's got a flesh-eating virus, and he gives it to skanks. How's he pulling this tail when his clothes probably stank? Like poop. Now hear that stuttering dumper stammer like
bobble for dongs. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I guess you don't have to know the original. That's better than the original as far as I'm concerned.
He was pretty good.
Well, that is pretty good.
It was funny. They weren't allowed to swear, I think, right, for iHeart? And right when Big Sean came up.
Well, no, Miley started.
Well, Miley Cyrus was dropping the F word. F-bomb nonstop.
Yes, she started it because I think
because they were broadcasting this live on some of our stations.
Well, they were
on the CW also, I believe.
Oh, yeah, they had to be freaking out then for her.
Yeah, and she blew it as soon as Miley started. Everybody else from there on for the rest of the night, they started swearing. It was great. It was a great concert. It was awesome.
Hopefully this is clean. You've never heard this?
Never.
Oh, this is so good.
What is this?
I don't F with you.
With you.
You little stupid ass bitch.
You little stupid ass. Wow. Game with you.
He just doesn't F with you. There's a million other things that he'd rather F and do. With you.
No, never heard this.
Do you see the crowd rover? Like, they
frankly,
were
I have to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever even heard of Big Sean.
No!
Never heard of this guy. Don't know who he is.
Yes.
Great. No, never heard of him.
Even back when he dated Ariana Grande.
Oh, no. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He's probably been on the bus.
He probably boned Ariana in my bed.
You little stupid ass bitch.
You probably sat in your seat right there.
Jeez. I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here. I got no feelings to go. I mean, for all right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I'll do it real quick because I know we're running a little late, but we have to start off with the shooting in Nashville. There was a gunman in the church shooting that happened, and it was a sudden attack, although there were some cryptic Facebook posts that were made yesterday morning. So Emmanuel Sampson, 25 years old, according to his Facebook page, this is the shooter, and he's originally from the Sudan, and he started writing things a little before 11 a.m. He said, everything you've ever doubted or made me believe as false is real and vice versa. And then he posted a couple of pictures, and then he went into the church. He shot a woman, and then others were injured. One person died. He actually, it turns out, attended this church a year or 2 years ago. And at first, no one knew who it was because he had a mask on. But then they realized, this guy used to go to this church. So one person dead, 7 or 8 wounded in a mass shooting. I have a couple of different reports in this story. But
I think he was confronted by someone who wrestled the gun from him, and he ended up shooting himself.
Accidentally.
The gunman.
Yeah. So he is in custody, and he faces a bunch of charges. At least one count of murder. Additional charges will come later. So very scary. You wouldn't think you'd be in trouble in church. This guy went in there. So they didn't tell us why he shot that one woman. So you guys were just talking about Jeffrey's underwear. Here's an underwear story for you. Adolf Hitler's pristine underpants. They have been sold at an auction, and they went for almost $7,000 to a private buyer.
That's it? $7,000?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but I mean, I would think that those would be worth more than $7,000. Hitler's those underpants?
Those are some bloomers. Those are funny looking. Those are what underpants look like back then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had buttons and
19 inches.
Like weird boxers, yeah.
Yeah, 19 inches long they are. Today marks...
And they're like monogrammed, or, you know, it says AH on his underpants. $7,000? That's all? If you guys had $7,000, would you buy?
No.
Sure. It just seems like it would be worth more.
Like, I feel like you could resell it later for
that's
more,
a part of history or something.
Donald Trump, we talked about him, the president, and how a lot of people are upset with him bashing the NFL and talking about, you know, calling them sons of bitches and firing them and blah, blah, blah. So all over the news, a lot of people will be watching Monday Night Football tonight to see what will they do for Monday Night Football. Will anything be done? Will there be any kind of protest? We're not sure. We have the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Dallas Cowboys, so we'll see if anything happens with that tonight. But meanwhile, the president, who is facing all of that backlash, now he has invited the Pittsburgh Penguins to visit the White House, and the Penguins confirmed that they will, in fact, go. They will visit the White House to celebrate their Stanley Cup victory. So that's somebody that did say, okay, we're going to move forward, and we are going to go to the White House. Meanwhile, the NASCAR owners, they said, we're with the president, and sure enough, if you do any of that crap, we will fire you. So NASCAR, the team owners, they're
going. Look at that.
They're going along with the president.
100,000 people.
Megyn Kelly today, that was the debut this morning at 9 a.m. She was on, and this is the high-profile Today Show. This was the start of it. I thought she disappeared because everyone said she sucked, and then she kind of
laid low.
Yeah,
but heard
anything
about her. I saw a commercial. I saw a promo. I must have been watching NBC. I think I was watching MSNBC while we've been on the bus, and I saw a commercial. Megyn Kelly today starts Monday.
Mm-hmm. Did she get rid of her old show?
I don't know. I don't know. But this is going to be a bomb on the Today Show, I think. I think...
This whole thing is a disaster that they brought her over here.
I think so, too. For some reason, she just seems very... she seemed okay, likable on Fox News. And now, that weird show that they did on Sundays, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely horrible. Everything from the way that they had the camera focused, everything about the show was bizarre and bad. The intro, everything. So we'll see how she does on the Today Show. Maybe she'll appear more likable on that. Maybe it won't be a dud, but I don't think anyone's excited that she's joining the Today Show.
One of the highlights, I don't know if Dieter saw this at the iHeart Festival on Saturday night. I think you had just come back to your seat, and it was the cast of It, the little kids in that scary movie It. They were out on stage helping.
I just saw the end.
Okay.
What happened?
Oh, no. One of the radio show members, or Ryan Seacrest, they're like, the number one movie in the country right now, and here's the cast of It. And all the kids came out, and they were introducing one of the acts. So I thought, I was like, where's Dieter? The little kid, the chubby little kid was there. So it was pretty cool to see all those guys back there. But It is
How
not.
How much do you think they pay for that? Like...
Nothing.
I think iHeart pays for.
iHeart has to pay them to come out. You mean?
Yeah. You think those guys are coming out for free?
Yeah.
Of course.
Just to push the movie more.
I don't.
And
think
get
so.
Free tickets, free Wait. Room and board.
Yeah. Who's paying who?
iHeart is paying them.
Oh, you don't think the It people are paying to say like help promote the movie?
No. No. I think you think Heidi Klum is presenting just for free? No,
yes.
That's ridiculous.
Well, not her, no, but these people are, they have obligations where they need to go and they need to promo the movie.
Yeah, but that's when the movie first comes out.
Okay.
By the time that this hits TV, it'll be a month after the movie came out. Well, you're not still...
Oh, you're right.
You know, so I don't know. What were you saying about this now, Tiji?
Number three movie, the Lego movie, $21 million. The It movie is not number one anymore. It's number two. It made $30 million, so it's still doing really well. It's over $260 million in 3 weeks. The number one movie, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, that made $39 million. But it was cool to see.
Oh, that's out.
Let's go.
I want to see that because I love the first one. Yeah, I love, like, ridiculous, crazy. Like, that was a great...
It was
better than
James Bond.
That was the best fight scene. I'm telling you, the one in the church was so good. I told Dieter, you got to watch this. And he watched it, and he's like, whatever.
Oh,
Robert,
it's awesome.
I haven't seen the whole thing. Oh. I saw the fight scenes. I was like, it was good, but that wasn't the best fight scene of all
The fight scene in the church?
Yeah.
You didn't think was fantastic?
I thought it was good.
I don't remember this fight.
You know, yeah, if you don't remember, it can't be that good.
Oh, is this constant shooting or is it fighting?
It's fighting.
I guess I don't remember it.
I'll see if I can find it. The bar one's good, too. I mean, they're all... that was a great movie.
I might be confusing it with a different movie. There's another, like, James Bond kind of movie. It took place in 60s England. Did anybody else see that one? I think Superman was in it. Henry...
Oh.
Cavill?
Yeah, whatever that one was pretty... I might be confusing two things. Did I tell you what I bought, Robert?
No.
I signed up for this thing. I haven't got my card yet, but it's called Movie Pass.
I heard about this. This is where you pay like a flat fee and you get to go to the movies whenever you
want. Unlimited movies. $12.
Yeah.
And then that's it. $12 a month.
Why wouldn't everyone do this? I heard that the demand was so high that they don't know how they're going to be able to do this.
So I signed up and I haven't got the card yet. It might take like 6 weeks, but apparently as soon as I get it, you just show up. You get to see one free movie a day. For the entire, I mean.
A one per day. Which, so you could go see every movie you want to see.
Every single one.
So,
and
Jeffrey, I'll buy him one of those. I never have to pay for his.
Exactly. Definitely do that.
I've been, because I've been, last, like, 5-6 months, I've been paying movies myself.
Oh.
All right.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just letting you know, that's all, but that would be a $50
bankroll I gave you to win your money playing
craps.
Well,
I can use that, too. So.
How about you? I haven't seen that back, so why don't you just use that?
Okay.
Consider yourself paid back.
Agreed.
How much did you give him?
You want to see this?
To take care of his family?
To what? $250?
Okay. And they bought a bunch of socks.
So that's $300 I've given him in the past week. So I don't know. Here's the fight scene.
I don't see it.
You don't see this?
No.
How do you not see this?
I see your desktop. It says Google.
Are they bringing... Didn't, like, a main guy die right off the bat?
Oh, spoiler alert.
No, it's right in the very beginning of the movie. Are they bringing that guy back?
Oh, the one spy guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
You don't see this, Snitz?
No, I don't see it.
I don't really want to see this.
What's going on with all of our stuff here? Maybe this. Can you see it now?
No, I just see a Google homepage.
Let me try something. Let's try turning it off and then back on. Let's see what that happens then. What did you say, Charlie?
Nothing. I really want to see this new one, but so the first one, it took place all in England. This one, I think they hook up with some Texan guys. Like, I think Channing Tatum is a Texas. So, like, the British guys are all dressed really nice, and then we're dressed like
cowboys. I've seen the trailer. The trailer looks good.
It looks kind of weak, that aspect of it.
It got 50%.
Like when Crocodile Dundee, when he goes, like, it was cool, the first one. The first one was in New York.
Oh.
Two, don't rag on two.
Two, I think they go back to Australia. Yeah. And it's
one of the best endings ever. The trick ending?
I don't remember the trick ending of Crocodile Dundee.
What's better than this damn Kingsman church scene? Crocodile Dundee changes outfits and gets shot by Walt. Oh, one of the best trick endings. Three was the roller coaster, which was too far.
What do you mean? It was on a roller coaster the entire time?
Yeah, it's Crocodile Dundee in L.A. amusement park or something.
Isn't that Beverly Hills Cop 3?
So, yeah, same plot.
Oh.
You see this now, Snitch?
No, I can't even find it now because I tried to change it, and all I see is Charlie's stuff.
I was going to play this church fight scene. You don't remember the church fight scene?
Maybe once I saw it, I would remember. I mean, I definitely saw this movie, and I really remember liking it.
All right, just go on with the shizzy, Douche. I'll try and fix this.
I'm actually done. Ahead, that's it. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Your phone's begging for it.
Put it in me.
The RMG app.
Yes, that's what I want.
Stream the show, watch the show, connect with the show.
I want the show inside me.
Download the RMG app.
Still nothing, Snitch?
Well, no, I changed it and I can't even see your...
Try it again.
Yeah, I see Charlie's stuff has come up in the NDI selector.
Nothing for me?
No.
Try again. One more time.
Well, no, it's right here.
Close out that little window and then pop it back up again.
Nope.
Nothing. Son of a bitch.
I see like an audition thing and then...
Okay.
You have it over there, Charlie?
I remember.
The church fight scene?
Yes, I remember. This is really awesome.
Watch this. Let's play a little bit of this.
And I hate he's the action star.
Why?
He's not an action star.
Yeah, but this is such a good scene.
Let's see.
What is it, Charlie?
You're going to have to cut. I'll tell you. I'll point to you and you have to cut the audio real quick. Got it.
Drop the curse word.
See, it's in the church and he's just shooting everybody in the church. This was really cool.
What is the plot?
Look at this. It's just one. The way that they did this is like one continuous shot.
Yeah.
How do you not think that this is a badass fight scene? Dude?
I don't remember the plot. Were these zombies or something?
Yeah.
They're kind of taking over?
Everyone signed up for a free cell phone service and you got a free SIM, unlimited calls and data. But the plot behind it was that then the guy would send out a signal through those SIM cards that would turn you into zombies.
That's the plot of Batman 3 with the Riddler.
Is he reloading?
Yeah, how many shots does he have?
I hate when when nerds count the bullets. They're always like, that magazine only holds 6, and he did 8 shots. Who cares? Look how awesome that is.
That's cool. So
everyone's been affected, whether they have a SIM card or not. And we get the added benefit of wiping out the kinks.
You don't like this fight scene, Dieter.
No, have you seen John Wick?
Oh, John Wick is a bore compared to this.
No, John Wick does all these same headshots. They started this where everyone's headshot.
John Wick's the first person to shoot somebody
John
in the
Wick,
head.
You tell me. That, look at that. He just stabbed a guy in the eye. It's all one continuous shot. Stabbed him in the eye. Turns around, clubs a guy, takes the knife back out of the guy's eyeball, and stabs a guy in the top of the skull.
They did it in John Wick, I'm telling you. No, this is cool. I like the action. The whole movie was like this. I would love it.
The whole movie was like
this. Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah, from what I remember, it was just awesome the whole time.
Yeah, it takes out a whole group of people with an umbrella in an earlier scene. Pretty cool.
I remember.
And some guy's face, his face is blown
up,
right?
This movie. And then it got to this fight scene, and then I was like, oh, this is sweet.
Well, let's go watch the second one today. I mean, what time are we rolling out of here?
I think we're rolling out of Flagstaff, Arizona, where we are right now. Oh, then he just took an axe? Come on, Dieter. This is right up your alley.
This is very good. It's no Predator, but it's good.
You gotta love the music they use.
I think we're rolling out of Flagstaff a little bit earlier to try and get back on schedule. I think around 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, all right.
Hey, what a great scene. I love it.
Are you guys gonna sign up for the movie pass?
Let's sign Jeffrey up for sure.
Movie ass. You can do that one.
So how does that work? How does the theater get paid? Give me the rundown on MoviePass.
So I think they're hoping that people won't go to a movie once a month. Because once you go to two movies, you spent 20. I mean, how much does a movie take? $10 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like $9-$10, right?
So I think they're hoping if, as long as you just go just to one a month, you're not bankrupting these people. So basically, I show up. I have this card.
See, I take a different approach to this. I think that you get the card and they want you to go to a lot of movies because think of the times. Sure, you go on a Friday night or a Saturday night, it's packed. Try going there today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No one will be there.
Right.
That's what I go for.
No, so but they want you to go in and get concessions.
MoviePass company doesn't want you to do this because you're going to.
I don't think the MoviePass company cares.
Well, they have to pay for each one. They're paying your ticket.
No.
Yes,
no.
They go back. They might be at a reduced
deal
rate
with these theaters. No, there's no way they're paying.
The theaters don't want it.
AMC didn't want it because they were going to set up their own very similar system. So AMC at first said, we're not going to involve ourselves in this because we were going to do the same thing, but it was going to be like $30-$40.
Yeah, it is like a credit card because it actually charges
charges to my account, and they know. And I was looking up how do they make money then because they're going to lose money. And I think they sell my movie watching habits to somebody. That's fine with me. So I think that's how it works.
It's the creators of Netflix started this.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I'm trying to figure out this business model. I would get it if they teamed up with the theaters because the theaters would want people to come in. obviously, and well, buy their $12 popcorn.
The theaters do. I just don't know if the movie pass people actually ever want you to go, because they're going to start losing money. I don't see how they don't. If I'm buying a ticket and they have to pay back everything I buy, like if I go to 30 movies, they're going to lose money on my account. Like my account, I'm only paying $12 a month.
Right.
And if I go to 30 movies for some reason.
Well, they must have done some amount of research.
They have to.
And figured out that people, you know, they must have done a test trial or something, and people just don't go as much as they think they're going to go.
And
just
like
a gym membership.
You're right.
Snitz, when was the last time you were at the gym?
Before this trip. It was a couple weeks before that.
So how many times do you think you've gone this year?
Six.
Six times this year? So
no, we go
once a month?
No, we were going a couple times a week, but we slowed down a couple times a month now.
They know that,
people
and
aren't
it's probably
show.
The same thing.
And also think, do you really go to 12 movies in a year? Do I? Like, I started questioning it. Probably not. I know you don't. You haven't been one in years.
No,
but
I tried to avoid it because the last time I went to a movie, it was the experience where I go, don't ever let me come to a movie again. I'll just wait till this comes out. And if Apple TV, I think they said that there was a story that Apple TV, they're going to start doing it where it will be, is it 1 week after it's in theaters?
Yeah.
7 days. And it's like, how much did they say, Dieter?
You said 50.
50?
$50.
I thought it was 30 or something. I thought
you said, would you pay $50 to see a movie at home? I go, absolutely. I don't have to go out.
I think it was cheaper than 50. I
oh,
think it was like
30. Damn.
I think it was like 25, 30 bucks.
That's if anybody they did that, would do that. You're already going, Rover.
I don't know if anyone would do that. I would.
I wouldn't.
I would. You want to pay 30, Charlie? Or
no, I even when the stuff on Apple TV, sometimes they'll be like, you can buy this right now for 15, or you can wait to rent it for $4. I always wait. I never buy it.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you and your girlfriend are going to go to the movies, you want to see a movie.
Yeah.
You're going to pay how much?
$25.
Bucks.
Okay.
Probably. The theater looks cool. I mean, and they've better seats than I do. I know.
You
I do
to
like
put
pausing
up with this stuff, though. I mean,
and there's
people talking
crinkling,
and
it's enough with the crinkles, all your candy, and they're crinkling just so loud. But other than that, like, I don't have a. It's all right.
I'm going to see if I can find.
The movie pass thing, though, also, like, I don't know why I just can't use it as an app. Like, they have an app, but I haven't been able to use it yet. I got to wait for this card.
I was trying to find a news story, and you can see how people get stories completely wrong. Here's a headline. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but you know how they announced and released the new Apple TV like a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it now does 4K. Here's a headline from Engadget, August 29th, so just 2 weeks before they announce this. Apple TV 4K movies could cost $20, but studios want more. It's the same price as Apple TV movies the whole time. I mean, it's $5 to rent or whatever, and I don't know what it is to buy.
15.
Is that what it is?
Usually 15, 16 to buy, but who's really going to buy a movie?
I bought one because I really wanted to see it. I don't remember what it was. And it was like Sicario or something.
Oh, I saw that.
That sucked. And now I own it.
I can't find where they were going to charge for the week after it's released in theaters. But I would gladly pay $25 or $30 for that. What are you looking at, Charlie?
Douchey. It's like, are you okay? Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm getting something ready for the end of the show because we're running really late.
Oh, okay. What was her face?
It says $50, Rover, for the movies.
Oh.
Would you pay $50 to watch a movie at home, newly released at home?
I don't know about that. 50.
CBS.
30, I think. Are you sure it's 50?
Right here.
All right, let me take a break, because Doogie must be getting antsy there. You were looking at her.
She looked dead.
No, it's so late.
I saw her at that after party at the club. I don't know if she was crying or her eyes were just red. I go, what's wrong? And her eyes are just beet red. I go, what's the matter? She's like, I'm just tired.
Oh.
No, it was a long day.
She was crying the day before, too.
All right. Just...
She was crying the day before?
Oh, no. You don't remember?
Oh, the big argument that
the
I got
incident?
In with her?
Oh. The incident?
No.
I'm going to run her over with this bus when
Please
I get home.
Do.
I swear to you.
Please
she
do.
Was crying.
Okay.
Just, we're at one of the nicest dinner places I've ever been to in my life.
It's Rover's
and dude, fault. She's just crying at the dinner table.
Right. I'll tell this story tomorrow.
No,
but I
don't
just want
tell the
I just
story.
Want this to sink in. I just want it to sink in for a moment.
What an ass you are?
As a tease that she's complaining about something as we're at dinner. This is literally as I'm signing my name on a dinner that cost me $1,300.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you, by the way, Rover.
Thank you.
And she's complaining about something.
I didn't order champagne.
I could not believe it.
I didn't order champagne.
You ordered a bottle of wine.
That was Anthony.
So what difference does it make?
All right, we'll take a break.
It was Anthony that ordered that wine.
No, she ordered it. No, she picked it out and ordered it.
It was Anthony, so.
And now she's complaining. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're really complaining about something right now? I could not believe it.
Okay.
Couldn't believe it. I'll tell you that story tomorrow.
Four people drank that wine, so.
Thank you.
Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on. Rover's Morning Glory.
If you see the bus, be careful. Inmates on a prison bus have a cleaner record than these guys. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up. We are live on board Rolling Glory 1 in Flagstaff, Arizona. We thought we were going to make it to Albuquerque today, but we had some mechanical issues with something yesterday that we had to get fixed before we hit the road, so we were a little bit late.
I actually didn't think we were going to be able to do the show today.
Why is that?
Because of that thing that broke.
Oh, the generator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when the driver first mentioned it to me, he's like, there's no way I can fix this until way later tomorrow. So,
luckily well, able to we're find on the belt. Air. Everything is working. So, we're on our way home. Rolling Glory 1 is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Stop in one the next time you take a trip. You'll love it. They have lots of food and drinks, and they have laundry facilities, shower facilities, fuel.
Anything you need as an accessory for a commercial motor vehicle, everything from CDs to CD players to antennas, yeah. All that stuff.
You should buy a CD player.
Yeah. CD player. Maybe you can get like a CD Walkman to play these $20 CDRs you buy from homeless rappers on the street.
And Rover, what do you think those cost at Best Buy?
A CDR?
Yeah.
You buy them like on a spindle
right.
for a hundred count.
15
for 100 count.
Yeah,
it's pretty cheap. I mean, I'm thinking like
it's been so long.
A DVD or a DVD might be like $25 for a 100 count spindle. I don't know.
Because Jeffrey said he goes, and the reason I gave him 20 is because those CDs are expensive. He had to print that out and do all that. I'm like, Jeffrey, you can just buy a whole pack at Best Buy.
Well, dude, I love how you try to do a voice impression of me. I'm sorry to say it stinks.
$20.
$20 for a 100 pack.
Yeah, on Amazon, I'm looking. Here's one for $17.59 for a 100 pack.
But you're not paying for the CD. You're paying for
the memories.
No, the work on it involved. Yeah.
And the autograph, right?
And the signature that's on the back of it and all that.
The scribbles.
Of course. Can you do me a favor, Snitz?
What?
Can you put up the picture I was just looking at? There, someone tweeted a picture of a couple of people that they saw at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Did you see which one I was looking at? So, I think it was just like a girl or someone tweeted that.
Yeah. I don't know what I just did. The one you just pulled up on my thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
try to get it up there.
Put this up here for just a second. This is backstage of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's Chris Martin from Coldplay there on the left. It's Taylor Lautner from whatever. What's this? From like
Twilight
movies or whatever.
You know, favorite movie.
Yeah,
he was also in the remake of Footloose.
Was he?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask B2. The guy on the right looks pretty similar to the guy that was feeling those girls up.
No.
On the
get the hell out.
I'm serious.
Dude, weren't you know Taylor Lautner?
No, I don't think I would recognize that guy. No.
Yes. How? Oh, you man. Saw the, all the
I wouldn't recognize
Robert,
that guy.
You saw all three or was it four Twilight movies? I saw the first one once and I even recognized that guy. Yeah. You saw all four movies.
He's got a pretty distinctive face.
Yeah, he looks like a damn wolf.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw him backstage, like Chris.
Does he have facial hair, though? Because I think the guy on the platform did not have any sort of facial hair.
He has like a little goatee kind
yeah,
of
I don't,
scruff.
I don't think that the guy.
And I think B2 would recognize him.
Of course she would.
Yeah, I think she would have said, like, oh, that's Taylor.
She doesn't know anyone in any movies or anything.
This true. Guy was the biggest movie.
Although she did know Heidi Klum. She goes, do you know who that is? I go, no, who's that?
I don't think
she
I
goes,
know who
Heidi Klum. I go, oh, okay. It was just some big, tall chick walking by. And it was Heidi Klum, a supermodel. She does point people out. I don't reckon. Okay, so it wasn't Taylor Lautner that was fondling those girls, I don't think. But looked kind of similar. What
well,
a
he's
bombshell
a good
that
guy.
Would be.
Yeah.
No wonder they were allowing it.
Yeah.
It's a movie star. God, they probably thought I was the idiot going, do you want me to kick this guy out?
Yeah, Taylor Lautner. Okay, thank you. Thank you, my knight.
Thank you.
Armor.
Who are you again? all right. Let's see. Doogie, do you have any plugs for us that we have to do?
Yes, caller 30 right now. We can give you a 4-pack of tickets to the new Fall Fear Fest. That's at Pioneer Waterland. In Chardon, Waterland. I've never heard of that one, so I don't know if I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry. What is it, Anthony? Waterland?
It's Waterland, yeah. It's really fun.
Waterland.
A lot of water slides and that kind of stuff, yeah.
So this seems pretty cool. It's Fridays and Saturdays through October 28th. Over 100 gruesome creatures and in-your-face zombies. 3 outdoor scare zones, and you want to find all the information, you can go to pioneerwaterland.com. All you fear is
Waterland.
It's Waterland.
It's like Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland.
I'm saying it fast because I don't know if I'm saying it wrong.
Wait, Snitcher just told you how to pronounce it.
30th caller, 1-866-FU-ROVER, 1-866-YO-ROVER, 967-6837.
All right. Thank you, Doogie. What do you have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus,
we're
Charlie?
We're going to talk about Jeffrey losing his money to Playboy Vic. We'll talk about everything that happened in Vegas. Yeah, that's it, you know. Vegas
all
stuff.
Right. All right. If you are not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com. Then you can watch or listen live at either there at the website or with the Rover Radio app or the Apple TV app. We will be back live tomorrow morning from somewhere on board Rolling Glory 1.
Either possibly Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Jeffrey was telling us, I think it was during a commercial break that he was telling us, how far away is Albuquerque?
282 miles.
And how long did you say it would take to get there?
I would say we could probably get there. I guess a high number, about 6 hours.
And how fast would we be driving to get there?
About 70 miles an hour.
So 70 miles per hour.
Which I believe is the speed limit through Arizona.
Okay, so we're going 70 miles per hour for, what'd you say, it would take us 6 hours to get there?
Yeah.
All right. And how far away is Albuquerque?
282 miles.
Okay, all right. Does that equal out? For
yeah,
you?
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
right on the nose, right?
Yeah, definitely.
70 miles per hour.
6 hours, 70 miles per hour, 282 miles.
Now, the total distance between Las Vegas and Albuquerque is 493 miles.
How long would that take if you're going 70 miles per hour?
About 8.5-9 hours.
Okay. So, wait a sec. So, it's how many miles?
The total distance between Las Vegas and Albuquerque, New Mexico is approximately 493 miles.
Okay, 493 miles. All right, and we're going 70 miles per hour for how many hours would it take?
I would say eight and a half hours.
8.5, okay. And what was the distance again?
493 miles.
Okay, all right. All right, dead on.
Spot on.
Why do you know it's 493 miles away?
Because I calculated the distance, the distance from here to Albuquerque, and then I calculated the distance from here back to Las Vegas. From here to Las Vegas, we came 211 miles.
Why would you know that?
Because I use Google Maps, dummy.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, dummy.
Either that or 249 miles, according to Google Maps.
Well, you're totally wrong.
No, from here to Las Vegas is it indicated it was 211 miles.
No, it didn't, because Google Maps tells me it's 249 miles.
Oh, well, either way, I got the drive time between Las Vegas and Albuquerque correct.
There you
go. We're close to it.
Breaking news.
Give me some credit.
Yes. Anthony Weiner sentenced to 21 months in prison for the 2016 sexting case. Wow.
That's it.
Actually less going than, to prison?
Less he's going than to 2 years. Prison.
I didn't think he'd actually go to prison.
Me neither.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I didn't.
I thought he'd get probation, ankle bracelet, the work. This guy, Weiner, in prison.
Oh, you know what's going to happen. He's going to get bent over. What's going to happen.
He needs a sign above his ass, do not enter.
He better have that tattooed above his butt crack. That's all I got to say about that.
How far is it from Flagstaff to Albuquerque? I forgot.
It's 282 miles.
Okay, or 325, according to Google Maps. Okay. Where are you getting this info from?
I use the map app in my phone. Just type the city in, and it gives a distance.
Google craps.
Whatever.
He's constantly calculating where we are and how far we are. Like, you just could ask him.
Is that why his phone, when I got on the bus at 7 o'clock last night, Dieter said, hey, can I use your phone, Jeffrey, because I need to use this Uber, and I need to go to the auto parts store to get this belt. And Jeffrey goes, no, my battery is almost dead. It's at 4%.
I know, it's constant.
Now, No.
What time did you wake up yesterday?
I woke up close to noontime.
Okay. So in 7 hours, you went from 100% battery to 4% battery. That's unheard of. That doesn't happen.
No.
I could put my phone playing a movie and it wouldn't get down to 4%. What are you doing?
On Twitter the whole time, Facebook. It was just a constant
see
back
all the
and
reactions
forth.
To a picture that I took with Doogie and the one that was lifted from Charlie's Snapchat of me and her holding hands.
Oh, yeah. He's been...
Just refreshing that to see how many likes he gets.
Doogie unleashed a monster Friday. Did you see it?
It's bad.
Holding hands? This?
Jeffrey's goal was to...
I wanted to hold hands with Doogie and walk down the strip just so I have something to remember.
He
Vegas.
Was like a puppy dog chasing after a bone.
Doogie did this, she unlocked something on him, and he was running after... Seriously, he needed to be next to her the entire rest of the night.
No, Doogie... Wait, Charlie. Doogie at dinner instructed me, and I'm always only following her instructions that I was to stick close to her.
But nonstop, she would come out of the bathroom, he would run to her and grab her hand. He could never be apart from her. It was so...
I don't know why Doogie...
I also find it interesting that Doogie's holding his hands. She considers him a walking germ, as she said in the past. Why are you holding hands with him?
That was the 1 second that Charlie snapped the picture, and then I pushed him away from me.
You guys danced at a country bar? You guys danced with each other at a country bar?
We did dance.
Then you held hands for, I'd say you held hands for 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay, we did not.
There's some dancing.
I have video of it. I mean, I don't know if I have 5 minutes of it, but ever since then, she's unlocked something to Jeffrey. Jeffrey's now fully in love with Doogie.
All right. Well, who isn't? All right, have a great day. The Aftermath starts live on RMG Plus in about 8 minutes. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Yes. Bye.